tomorrow's news today.
Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And there's the establishment talking point on Drudge. Trump sides with Russia in Ukraine war. Christmas deadline. Europe turns on USA betrayal. And we've had EU leaders literally last week, the deputy head of the EU, saying the U.S. is really our enemy. Trump is our enemy. And the woman, I have the clip of the same clip, she's like, and by the way, nobody's ever attacked Russia in its history. They've attacked us hundreds of times. Just complete opposite of reality. So this is just preposterous. So we'll lay out the facts of that, but this is all coming to a head. And I told you, NATO will never negotiate. The EU will never negotiate. They say they have a 20-year plan to defeat Russia conventionally, and that's completely failed in 4 years. And Russia is just grinding along, chewing up the NATO material and humans. And NATO started it. And NATO and the EU are this giant tyranny that's openly trying to censor America and literally feeds off of our companies with all their fines and regulations. Remember, it was Germany attacked Russia in World War II. And then remember when they gave the Nazi the big salute and all that, the SS officer in Canada, the news was like, he did a great job. He fought the Russians in World War II. And you had the whole parliament cheering for like 3 minutes. I mean, they're not all that dumb. You know, most of them knew, oh, wait, we were on the side of Russia in World War II. That just shows the sheer lunacy of all of this. Absolute, total insanity. And by the way, they've done polls in Sweden and Denmark and the Netherlands and Germany and France. Upwards of 80% of people say they're going to flee the country if they try to do forced conscription, which they're starting. Just like in Ukraine where they drive around and, you know, beat you up and throw you in the back of vans. So this has been going on almost 4 years. It's now come to a head. And Trump's got the Russians making major concessions and giving up a whole bunch of what they took. And Zelensky says, I'm not even reading this because I hear that they're going to keep Crimea. Well, they took that in 2014, buddy. On Obama's watch. And that's always been part of Russia until recently when Lenin gave it away. But again, I'm not siding with the Russians. I'm siding with sanity. And so is Trump. And all the top Pentagon analysts agree. You heard General Flynn on just yesterday. You want a Russian-China split. The last thing you ever want to do is drive Russia into China's arms, which the globalists have done, which is on purpose because behind the scenes, they want to weaken the West. It's not bad strategic behavior. It's not that they're ignorant. They know exactly what they're doing long term. And so it is a no-brainer what Trump's doing. Extremely realpolitik, extreme pragmatism, extreme reality. And he has slapped Russia around trying to get them to the point that they're at. But Zelensky's just a little monster. I tell you. We'll be right back to give you the latest on that.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just a fight, obliteration. No one cares anymore. The Messiah or mass murderer. No controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups. Will leprosy touch their flesh? For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out. The weakest link. A deadly strike. The threat is real.
The threat of the communist Chinese, the threat of expansionist Islam, the threat of the New World Order technocrats, the threats are real. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. All right, the Ukraine war, that's a proxy war between the West and Russia, that's not even debated, has come to a big head. And Trump's done exactly what he said the whole time. He pressured both sides, got major concessions from the Russians. Zelensky said, I'm not even reading this peace plan because the EU and NATO run him and have said, don't do it. Starmer, MERS, Macron, the usual suspects. Well, guess what? Trump has said that he will cut almost all funding, if not completely, to NATO and perhaps even get out of it because it was set up at the end of World War II for European security and under the Marshall Plan. It was not set up to go to war offensively with Russia. But I mean, I remember reading documents on there 25, 26, 27 years ago and having experts on, like William F. Jasper from The New American, showing where they said we're going to turn NATO into the UN World Army. And that's exactly what this is. And you've got the economic ministers and the defense ministers, literally, I've shown you the articles, the clips, dozens of them saying, no, we've got a 20 to 30 year war with Russia. Yeah, we started this, and we're going to encircle them, and we're going to use Romania, too, to start a war. And we're going to force the Russians into a conventional conflict, and we're going to beat them. Well, guess what? It'll be 4 years in February. 4 years. Millions. Some numbers are up to 2 million dead. I mean, this is a gigantic war. They got 100,000 North Koreans battling. This is a world war, folks, and we've been sleptwalked right into this total insanity. And so you see the talking point, ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN, Drudge Report. Trump sides with Russia. All of the historic top strategic experts say what Trump is doing is exactly in the policy for the United States and for not having a world-ending thermal nuclear war on the threat, Rand Corporation, escalation ladder.
This is known. And the EU and the globalists are beyond playing with fire. And even their own military advisors have told them, don't do this, and don't start this war with Russia. And the politicos and the globalists up top feel so above the law and so removed from any type of scrutiny that they're not just waging war on the general public and cutting off our energy and culture warring us and shipping in military-age men by the tens of millions and letting them mass rape and kill. They're starting a war with the biggest nuclear power. Absolute madness. So Trump comes out 2 days ago and says, okay, Zelensky, you won't even look at the peace plan? You are a puppet of NATO and the EU, and you are a dictator, and Ukraine is not a democracy, and you need to have elections. And he's already said, well, if they send in the EU-NATO security force, I have to have the military here, which is the red line Russia invaded over. Bring in NATO troop, and I have election. And then the country's under martial law. He's banned all political opposition, including loyal opposition. Parties even agree with him. He's taken over all the media. They've closed most of the Orthodox churches. I mean, this guy is a flaming tyrant in his stupid little monkey suit. Couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. Could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. Could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. And he's the perfect little creature for them, isn't he? Like Macron and his freaky husband. And all the rest of these freakazoids. I mean, if these were people that knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be doing this. But like Napoleon and Hitler, who compared to these people had, you know, light years more competency. Now look at the cocaine dribbling out of his nose. These are the type of people that'll get us all killed. This is what end of the world stuff looks like. So Trump has a deal, and the Russians already have wanted this since 91, to give us first dibs on all the rare earth minerals, on everything. That'll cut off China's Belt and Road, all of it, and will absolutely, this deal, guarantee U.S. supremacy for the next 50 years. And Trump's gotten all the other stands, all of them, to sign deals already on board. We are dominating globally with moves, but these moves take years to get the effect. You don't plant an apple tree sapling and get apples in a year. You get apples in 5 years, 10 years, depending on the variety. You don't plant a pecan tree and get pecans in a year. You get it in 20 years. With Trump, you get this stuff in a year or two. I mean, all the moves are guaranteed to be spectacular for everybody if you want to work. We're in the pole position, meaning in the lead, in a race car race. And we weren't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be the China century. We were sold out. But at the last minute, we got Trump in, and we pulled it back. But we got to have this Russia deal. And that's why the globalists keep pushing it, is to keep China in the supremacy position. And so Donald Trump, the headline should be, sides with sanity. Donald Trump sides with world peace. Donald Trump sides with U.S. global domination. And the Russians have been wanting us to come in and do this because in all their actuaries, it's the most successful model for them as well. But as partners, real partners, for a fabulous new golden age. And then we can have rapprochement with China, contain them, not see them as an enemy, but contain them. That's the new national security directive Trump put out. And it's It's over. We have global stabilization, cut energy prices in the Great Reset austerity plan. That's what Trump's announced. Flood the world with innovation and go to the stars. Instead of feudalism and the literal royalty of Europe that runs the unelected EU Commission, a freaking dictatorship of inbred snot-nosed trash like Ursula von der Leyen, who, I mean, I was reading the German news today, and I couldn't even believe it was worse than I thought. They're arresting tens of thousands of people like the UK here, where it was showing MERS, the hundreds of complaints that the current chancellor filed himself. When he was just a deputy leader. And it was, this engineer sent a letter saying, you are incompetent in your decisions on what you're doing in the construction industry, and you're shutting down our ability to operate as a country, which they are. They can't even power their factories now. They've cut all the energy off, basically. And he just said, you are incompetent. They arrested the guy, threw him in prison, and then he lost his job. And I was reading this article, I was just like, the insults are, because, you know, it's illegal to insult somebody in Germany, but they also say, oh, but we have free speech. We just decide what's free speech and what's not. And I was reading stuff that isn't even insulting. You got 30-something AFD people in the last few months that were all in the lead in regional elections, all dying. Oh, this person, they're just dead. We don't know. Oh, they're strangled to death, but whatever, the police investigated, the police probably did it. I mean, Germany is a hardcore tyranny. Canada is becoming a hardcore tyranny. The UK, Ireland. If a woman gets raped in Germany, Sweden, or the UK and says, I got raped by this North African invader and we need to ship these people out, they're scum, you get 3 years in prison. You want to see the cases? In Germany, a woman gets raped in an alley by an Afghan. He doesn't serve any jail time. She gets 3 years. You can't even make this up. UK woman arrested for calling her attacker a faggot in text message. Cops broke into her home as she bathed. They're not police, they're terrorists. You can't make it up. I went down a rabbit hole about 4 a.m. this morning. I went down a rabbit hole. And I just started, like, because I was following Elon Musk posts and stuff, and I was actually reading all this stuff, and it was just like, what? I mean, it's like, it's so over the top. But they're criminals. They must crush you. They're destroying you. They want submission out of you. And these same tyrants, it's the same in Australia, the same in Europe, the same in the UK, the same in Canada, and the same in the blue cities. Everything you see them doing in the UK and in Germany is exactly what they want to do to you. And they're gearing up the face scanning cameras and the social credit score control systems and the carbon taxes, and it's all going in all over the world, and then they're going to 100% bring back new pandemics and new lockdowns, and because that is their official model, to train you to be locked in your house and only leave when you're told you can by your smartphone. And even if you don't take the smartphone, they're putting up face scanning recognition everywhere and saying they're going to use it to turn us all into prisoners. They want the entire planet to be an open-air concentration camp. That's what 15-minute cities are. They're just the first hubs. This is an official plan. Everything I've warned you of isn't coming true. It's not that I magically knew all this. It is a plan, a blueprint, an architecture. And we're just living in successive incremental intensification of it. It's like having a roadmap in the old days, and you look at it, and you draw out where you're going to go, and you set out across the country, and you're there in 3 days. And we're on the road to hell, the highway to hell. We're on a highway to hell. Post post-industrial world, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, global treaty, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And you know what? Here we are 30 years, 35 years later, and they've done 99% of the what they wanted to. And now the really bad stuff starts. Now we go into Agenda 2030. Woo! By 2047, they're going to reduce world population by 80%. That's official. But you read the globalist publications, Wall Street Journal, NBC News, I showed them again yesterday. It says there won't be any humans on Earth by 2047. That's the goal of Ray Kurzweil and Yuval Noah Harari and Professor Lovelock, and all, and you're like, oh, those are just crazy people. You hell, yeah, they are evil and crazy, but let me tell you, they're the globalist, transhumanist, death cult, mad scientist rulers who are building this sucker. So people say, man, this guy gets animated, he gets upset. I go read the stuff they wrote in the 60s, they said they'd have done by the 80s, they did it. I read the stuff they did in the 80s, they said they'd have done by the mid-2000s, they did it. I mean, what more do you need to see? We are on an express elevator to hell. These totalitarians are professionally wicked. They are fully committed to maximum destruction of humanity, to maximum pain, to maximum wickedness, to maximum humiliation for the public. Everything they do is to destroy society. Everything they do is to sow discontent. Everything they do is to undermine the family. Everything they do is to attack beauty and decency and honor. Because they're turned over to a spirit that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. They are of their father, the old serpent, the devil. It's real. It's interdimensional. It wants you dead. It's not going to reason with you. It's not going to play. No, it wants you dead. You don't reason with it. It has a mission. And it's got its slaves and compartmentalized idiots and fools and people that think they're part of the power structure that go along with it. But at the end of the day, it is an alien, ancient intelligence that is against God, the Creator. Everything God designs continues on and is beautiful and is amazing, and you see the perfection in the overall system. Everything they build is an aberration and is designed to vandalize God's orchestra. But within two statements that Elon Musk recently made, you find the keys to the answer of why God did this. Because without pressure and without an opposing force against good, good does not rise to the true levels of its ability without the testing. So I'll play that coming up next segment. Victor Boot, the famous Russian paramilitary leader, and he's a regional government leader now, elected official, and of course former famous political prisoner, we already had him set up last week. It's perfect timing, him coming on today with this whole Ukraine thing coming to a head. He'll be joining us in the second hour. And I'm going to open the phones up. We'll probably just take 6 or 7 calls with questions for Victor Boot next hour. So right before he comes on, I'll get the number out for your questions for Victor Boot. And nobody else can get him on their shows. You really haven't seen much on Russian TV. But he comes on my show. And I appreciate that. He's a very smart guy, very interesting. And he's as eloquent as I am on air in English. That's very impressive. But he was in prison for 10 years, and by the grace of God, began very early on listening to my show in prison on AM radio. So that's how precious those stations have been over the years. So that's going to be very, very informative coming up. There's a lot of other obvious news here. It's more than just red meat to attack Ilhan Omar and the Somalis. As a rule, they are extremely arrogant. As a rule, they are extremely corrupt. And it is healthy that people are waking up to this. And it's healthy for a society to be able to point at certain societies and say, no, you're not superior to us. You tell us you're superior all day because you've got a chip on your shoulder because you know you're not. And I love how the public's all finding out about this now. What we're told is a Somali is one little ruling inbred clan that's been running piracy and slavery for over 1,000 years in one area, one port system of Somalia. That's why there's a whole bunch of little countries there. It isn't even a country. It's a warlord zone. And that's why they're always saying, I am for my tribe. I am for the Somalis. And then they say the name of the tribe. And I don't care about America. And I'm not here to help America. I'm here for Somalia. And then they send the money back for terrorists and all the rest of it. Because that's the culture. But the Somalis you see, when they got real ones, the particular subgroup, the ruler in class, that you see in the movies by Captain Phillips, that look so scary looking and they look all crazy, that's that ruling tribe that's in and out of power over the last 1,000 years. And again, that's why they say, we're royalty, we're God, we're better than you, ha ha ha, because they just wear the arrogance like it's a crown. And Trump's like, no, screw you. 80+% of your own welfare. I mean, the highest level of fraud ever seen. They're scamming in Vermont. They're scamming in Maine. They're scamming in Texas. They're scamming in Washington State. They're scamming in Minnesota's their main headquarters. And I mean, this is damn evil people. I mean, you start breeding pirate murderer slavers for 1,000 years and everybody starts inbreeding from people that were particularly nasty and that see all their neighbors as subhuman scum. And that's why black Americans, you know, with roots that are Americans, have forever don't like Somalis, because, you know, and you see them talking about online, they're like, they'll walk up, you know, hey, how you doing today? I'm not talking to you. I'm not a black person. I'm an Arab. It's a caste system. And now, though, the Somalis are like, oh, we're black. Oh, black community, stand up for us. Help us. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just all over the internet. Black people are like, no, sir. Ha-ha. You think we're stupid? Basically, they're brown KKK. And I'm not saying most of Somalis don't even look or act like that. They don't look like space aliens. What you're told as a Somali is a special elite clan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Got huge news on the other side. So much to cover.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, Take on the Globalist. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexShowStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start doing better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
So much important news to hit here ahead of our guest joining us. And then a lot more coming up after that. But let me just give you a brief update on InfoWars, and it would take hours to get into all of it, but here's the bottom line. It's been a long fight with the Democrats, the FBI, the CIA. It's come out, been declassified. We've got countersuits against them. It's in the state court. They have a receiver. They said they're going to do an auction. Now they want to do it in mid-January. Probably, if I had to, like, with the federal one, be rigged. I'm not accusing them of that yet. I'm just saying I don't have any confidence in it. But we got a lot of other actions we're getting ready to take. I'll just leave it at that. You'll see that soon. And they're embarrassed. They've been caught red-handed in a whole bunch of really bad stuff. I mean, serious conspiracy against our rights, caught red-handed. I mean, we have it. And so I know this has been a big, huge, long, drawn-out fight. The crew has just been admirable, you know, putting up with all this, some of the listeners and viewers, but real simple. We do not have the money we need to continue this fight and continue here with this broadcast and have the backup network that's being expanded and prepared in our incredibly important work without your support. Now, it hovers right in the black and red. And it drives me crazy. And I don't want to spend my time and energy running around raising money. To get sponsors, I can get tons of sponsors, but I've got to vet them, deal with it. I only bring you the best stuff. That's why we don't have a bunch of sponsors. Anything I'm promoting, you can bet your boots is a smart move. I mean, I told you 14 years ago, get out of gold and silver at the top. I was right. I said it was speculative then. We knew the reasons. 2 years ago, I said, now is the time to get into silver and gold with all the market facts and the industrial uses and inflation globally that is not going to be gotten under control. Trump's plan is expansion with slowed inflation, but still there. Global's plan is austerity with inflation, stagflation, slavery. I told you, get into silver. It's above 60. Gold's exploded. It's just going to continue. A month ago, when it corrected, I saw people online. Oh, look, Jones said getting silver and gold. Oh, look, it went down. It's going to go down now. The market fundamentals are unstoppable. Silver and gold, in the main, over time, is only going up. Because it's not really going up. Everything else is going down. So we have the best gold and silver sponsor. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. And people look at the price and they go, wow, I better not get into it now. It's too much. And that's what you said when it would hit 40 and then 50 and then 55. Come on, people. It's the best ratings. They sell it to you at wholesale. You know what wholesale price is every day. It's completely transparent. I have no idea why people go to other gold companies that are ripping the living snot out of you and giving it a bad name. But again, anything good is going to have scammers in front of it, like a water hole in the savannah in the summer when the water holes get smaller and smaller and all the gazelles and zebras and everything have got to go get water. What's hanging around that? The lions and the crocodiles and the hyenas. This is the water. KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3900. That's the water. I'm directing you to the water. You don't have to trust me. You've seen. I want to be right. That's my North Star. That's all I do. That's why I could have huge ratings if I wanted to with all the infighting and drama queening and all the patriot garbage that's being pushed by the establishment to splinter us into 1,000 pieces. I will not do it. So it goes for everything else. MyPillow is a great sponsor. MyPillow.com/Alex if you want to get support. Free shipping there and more. It's great sheets and great pillows and great slippers and great products at insanely low prices. And then Lindell takes any profit and wages war against the New World Order. That's a 360 sexy win. Same philosophy as mine. It's simple. Do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com/Alex. Prepare yourselves and protect your family and get silver now. Yeah, gold's great too, but no, it's the silver is the thing that's going to perform the most. It's the best investment there's been in the last 2 years. And I told you it would be. And I was right again. You want me to spend 10 hours explaining to you why? I know a lot of you are really smart. You know why. Get into it now. Let me get back to the news here in a moment. But first, the main place to support is thealexjonesstore.com. We have creatine gummies in two amazing flavors where one gummy is 5 milligrams of the highest quality type of creatine. Great for children, great for adults, really good for old people. And everybody knows about creatine being good for your muscles. Well, yeah, like your heart, it's the muscle. But in the really where it doesn't get credit, where it's due, is the brain and every other damn thing in your body. We have the best gummies and the powder. Go get it. What it does for cognitive function, what it does in studies for dementia and Alzheimer's, look it up. Well, you don't need to have dementia or Alzheimer's to get benefits from something. Every old person listening should be on this. And if you don't get it from me, fine. Go out and get it elsewhere. And what is the type you need? Hands down the best, creatine monohydrate. And ours is super concentrated. One gummy, your entire daily allowance. If you want the big effects, doctors and Grok and all of it say the same thing. You front load for a week with four gummies or 20 milligrams. And then after that, one gummy a day. Though they taste so good, you're going to have trouble. You know, keep away from your kids, folks. Kids will eat a whole thing of these, and that wouldn't be good for you. Give me diarrhea. It's the side effect. But the point is, I mean, they're so good that I got to literally hide them for my 8-year-old. Literally. She begs for them. So it's a no-brainer. It's great for you. It's highest quality, and it funds this operation. Go there now. And other amazing new products like Ultra DNA Revival. I'm not going to spend an hour on what's in there. Just go look it up for yourself. What does Grok say? Creatine benefits from Grok. Again, this would take an hour to go over, but I'm just going to read a few here for you. Yeah, everybody knows improves high-intensity exercise performance, increases glycogen held in the cells. It's good for, you know, diabetes and stuff. Increases muscle mass, enhances recovery. That's what it's known for, but improvements in cognitive performance under sleep deprivation and mental fatigue. Yeah, Special Forces takes it. Brain cognitive increase. Goes on and on. Is used to treat brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, Alzheimer's, you name it. Boy, it might be. And what did Grok say about it? What will a sports nutritionist tell you? Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. Everything we sell are the supplements that are the king daddies. Iris CMOS doesn't have a sexy name. Ours is super concentrated, the equivalent of 40 milligrams per serving. 40 exact equation. It's like a giant bowl of Iris CMOS. It's the equivalent of each pill. It's just like our turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Leading brands are 4%, and it works great for inflammation, anti-cancer, all that stuff. So these are all insanely powerful products. The Shilajit, the methylene blue, methylene red was sold out. It's back in stock, limited supply. Store-wide, 40% off until Sunday. That includes the apparel. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. And be the reason we'll be able to stay on the air. We need your support. It is a no-brainer. In my view, you are crazy. Those of you that have sat on the fence for years and never gone and gotten these products. And I will assure you, all of our supplements work and are from the top labs with the highest certifications. Just like I told you, get silver and gold now. Why do you think, again, for 14 years, I didn't do it? Because I will not be associated with promoting loser crap. I want to be associated with truth and victory. I will not be associated with anything that holds humanity back. And these people who think it's cool to screw other people around don't understand how the universe works. When God looks at me, I want God to say, that's somebody after my own heart. And that doesn't mean I'm some perfect angel cake. In my actions, I am, but I have a very evil brain, but I don't act on it. I'm fallen, I'm tempted, and I have two channels going on in my brain. The Holy Ghost channel and the Satan channel. And all of you do too. And boy, I know how to tune into Jesus. I got a soul tuned up with big old antennas. That's what we are. It's our DNA, our cells. We're receivers and transmitters. And that's what it is to be free. That's what it is to be a human. That's what it is to be made in the image of God and have free will. So right now, I can tune on over to the Satan channel. And I can run circles around the most evil people on the planet. Because I got access to the Goebbels blueprint. But instead, I use the blueprint against the devil. But even looking at the blueprint, you stare at the abyss, you become the abyss. You fight monsters long enough, you become it. That's why the only thing that sustains me, and the only reason I can do this, is because God, millisecond to millisecond, is building me up and blocking the enemy's attacks. And I pray for all you to pray for me in the name of Jesus, because I need the prayer. The temptation is just over the top intense. It just gets more and more intense, more and more out of control, more and more seductive. It's just, oh my God, I just, you know. But I only tell you that because I know you're going through that as well. Evil's making its move right now. So you just got to rely 100% on Christ. And humble yourself. I want to get into what Elon Musk said, too. That all ties into this, but let me get to what I said I'd do. Just finish up with the Russia thing. We'll do that next hour in more detail. This is a big deal, folks. This is leading to total world war. This is like the whole globalist taking over totalitarian planets based on this war and viruses they're going to release and other things. But this is key to stopping. This is good, literally battling to shut down evil. And so Zelensky is going to, under pressure, have a fake election under martial law, obviously. If he had his way, he'll be there when he's 90 years old. We won't live that long from all the drugs he takes. And and Europe's committed to total war. And Trump has put his feet to the fire because he won't even agree to anything. He won't back off one inch, even though NATO's lost the war and the Russians can take the whole country right now if they wanted to. They don't want the whole country. They don't want to give NATO an escalation excuse to bring us completely into it. So the globalists are trying to drag us into total war. And Trump's saying no, and that is absolutely admirable. And that alone is a reason to support Trump overall. And then the RFK Jr. stuff they're doing, spectacular, fabulous. Tulsi Gabbard, spectacular, fabulous. The Border Patrol, ICE, spectacular, fabulous. Heroic, dangerous. But that culture at the DOJ and the FBI, so pathetic and bad. So openly wicked. So openly transparent. Very sad. Because we need them to be good. We need to be able to believe in them. We need that. My goal is not to undermine anybody that's doing a decent job in government. Because I'll take a decent job over an evil job. But we can't even get that. That's okay. We've turned the tide. We've moved the needle a lot. The Great Awakening's accelerating. Now look at how much good we've gotten done compared to what we used to be able to get done. And it's night and day, so thank you, God, for that. We can't get too pessimistic, and I tell myself that all the time. Because there's just not enough people in the system that were already primed in the government that got in there because they had the right stuff. And it's a process. And most of it's just because people are lazy and cowards. And they're risk averse. And they don't want to be in conflict. Well, you shouldn't be in the job you're in then. If you want to be a little Hollywood movie star guy and fly around your FBI jet and, you know, do all of that stuff, just go try to get a career in Hollywood then. We want action. We want serious men and women, not games. If you looked around, the world's a dangerous place. It's getting more dangerous because there's too many candy asses. Too many people that don't understand freedom isn't free. You got to be committed to things in life. You got to be engaged. Or evil will come in and take over because it is engaged. It's not heroic to fight tyranny. It's not heroic to be engaged. It's not heroic to expose corruption. It's what you've got to do to have a civilization. It's always been that way. There's so many decent people that don't steal, don't rob. They go to church. They're nice. They go play golf. They polish their Porsche. Their kids get good grades, they, you know, all that, but they isolate themselves while all the evil runs rampant around us, and at the end of the day are worse than the evil people. Because you sit there on your hands and don't want to commit any energy to fight tyranny because you think you're giving up your energy by exerting yourself. No, you're building up your will and your strength, and you're making the world better. It's exercise. You have to be politically, culturally, spiritually engaged. And this is a marathon, not a sprint. And as soon as you just decide to put your head down, you'll hit your second and third wind, and you'll get stronger as the enemy gets weaker. But you've got to commit. Because if you're not committed to good, and if you're not committed to building civilization, innovation, if you're not committed to humanity, and the love of humanity, well then you're committed by default to Satan. There isn't a choice. So Trump's always been where he was 6-7 months ago confronting Zelensky. He's just tried to be nice to him to get him to the table, but it's all been for naught. He's lied continually. He's a puppet. So we're back to where we were, and now Trump's going to put the screws to him. And if this doesn't work, we're going to leave NATO, and they're a paper tiger. Here's Trump and Vance giving Zelensky a spanking. You can't watch this too many times.
You're gambling with World War III, and what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
It's with back all to you. To your
far wife. More than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this
even
entire
today.
Meeting, have you said thank
even
you?
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you
he's
can
not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No.
Can
you've
I
done
answer?
A lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of
Mr.
us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
you haven't
in
been
this
alone.
Cabinet,
you
and not only
alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted
we gave
for
you
your
military
president.
Equipment,
you
and
your
men are brave,
president.
But they had to use our military.
Yes. What about
if you didn't have our military equipment,
you invited
if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this,
okay,
I tell you.
You say thank you.
I
except,
said a lot of times thank you to
that,
American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on out here. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again.
Running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen,
don't, please,
you're running
Mr.
low
Brad.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then
Brad.
you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war. But
you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire. What they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
that wasn't
what
with me.
Means. It
that was with
a
guy named Biden, who was not a smart person. That was
your,
with, that was with Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
Yeah, Trump gave him tens of thousands of anti-tank weapons and more as a deterrent to the Russians. And that's what obliterated the Russians when they came in. So Zelensky says if they bring in NATO troops, he'll have an election, which will be staged under martial law. So no, Trump's not siding with Putin. He's siding with reality. And Trump's pushing him hard to accept the peace deal, pointing out that Ukraine is losing. Zelensky has until Christmas to accept Russia peace deal, or Trump is going to pull, he's already pulled most of the funding, and he's going to start pulling funding out of NATO. So this is all coming to a head. Trump's team sees Europe's erasure. Europeans see a hostile U.S. Europeans. Ursula von der Leyen is a dictator of an unelected EU dictatorship. The woman is literally a joke and a tyrant. Macron warned U.S. could betray Ukraine in leaked leaders' call, Der Spiegel reports. Oh, betray Ukraine. Oh, yes, betray it after the West went in there and got him to start the whole war. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. We're just going to get 6-7 callers on for your questions or comments to Victor Boot. Nobody gets, he doesn't really even do interviews, but he comes on here. So, talk about an informed Russian, very famous, obviously, and a regional elected leader, and former political prisoner. So that's coming up. The toll-free number to join us, we'll turn the phone system on, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And if you disagree with Victor Boot or me, you're welcome. If you're a Ukrainian that's pro all of this, or you're a Russian that's you know against the war and wants to stop it, or you're an American, but if you call in from Poland, or you call in from wherever, we will go to you first if you're calling from the war zone. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to start the second hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. When you tell folks about the local station you're listening to, or even if you're listening on a station, tell your family that does live in the town about Infowars.com/show or Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble. Share the live feed of this show on Facebook, on YouTube, on your email list, on your text message. That's incredibly powerful when you do that. When you share it, tell people you share it to, they're going to share it. That creates the chain reaction. Hour number two, straight ahead. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before, better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
There's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
And that's from 9 years ago. And we're right back there again with Zelensky refusing to have peace. The only way to win this game is not to play.
NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble
Victor Boot coming
aircraft.
Up in 3 minutes.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then. The only winning move is not to play.
Now notice that little promo piece is 12, 13 years old. It's all about NATO starting wars in Ukraine with Russia to lead us to nuclear war. Here we are. That piece isn't evergreen, it's ultra green. It's more important, more accurate, more truthful 13 years later, 14 years later than it was then. That's what we do. And anybody can study this stuff. I don't know about football or hockey. I don't know about baseball. I mean, I did back when I was young and stupid. I study this. And we are 2 inches away from world-ending type behavior with the psychotics in the EU and NATO that now came out last week. The deputy head of the EU had said Trump and America's our enemy. No, you are humanity's enemy. You are insane. And you need to be removed, as Elon Musk said. The EU is an unelected tyranny. It is the evil empire. It is the problem. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theOliveShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have five-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theOliveShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexShowStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, 2,200 plus years ago, the father of philosophy, Plato, said that Atlantis was a real place. He even said where Troy was. They thought he was wrong. They found it a decade ago. He said it existed out in the Atlantic Ocean. They had some free energy source, flying ships, automaton robots, and that the power source blew up and darkened the skies for many years and caused a mini ice age. Now, whether Atlantis existed or not, we're there now. We have the power to blow the surface of the planet up 50 to 100 times and kill everybody. And so whether Atlantis existed or not, it exists now, and we're it. And are we going to blow ourselves up? NATO started the war in the last 15 years. It was part of their plan. Victoria Nuland's testified they pushed the Russians in to responding by encircling them. The United States would never have put up with 10% of this crap. So we have the headlines on Drudge. There were, oh, Trump sides with Russia. Zelensky arrogantly said he won't even read the peace plan. Even though Russia could take Ukraine anytime it wants. But they don't want to give NATO the excuse to go in. They made a deal to turn it over if the United States will police it and have a deal to not have NATO expansion. They don't want that. Now Zelensky, Trump said, you're a dictator 2 days ago. He said, fine, I'll have elections if NATO comes in and oversees it. So under martial law, I'll have elections. Yeah, right. This is a nightmare. But the good news is, Trump is fed up. He's been fed up. He's tried to, you know, pressure Zelensky. Russia has gone a long way with what Trump wanted. This is a good strategic deal for everybody, a great business deal for everybody. And it's all come to a head. Zelensky has until Christmas. Just 15 days. To accept this deal, or the United States is going to basically pull all its support out of NATO, which needs to happen. NATO is the political military arm of the globalists, of the unelected EU, of Ursula von der Leyen, with all their police state and arresting women that complain about Muslims raping them, you name it. It is a nightmare. It is the new evil empire. And so this is great what's happening. The problem is they're going to stage false flags, NATO. Starmer, Macron, all of them, the Northern Group. So this is a very dangerous time. I'd say the most dangerous time, and all the analysts agree, the world's ever been in. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Victor Boot, who has been a very successful businessman and run all sorts of operations around the world. He's been a former political prisoner here in the United States, and we really appreciate him coming on. He's also an elected regional leader, and so we're honored to have him on with us at this time. As this potentially world-ending crisis hopefully can be dialed back. And it's the EU's business plan, they've said, to have war with Russia. It is just beyond tyrannical. And so, Victor Boot, I really appreciate you joining us. Also, open the phones up. So we're going to take some calls and questions coming up after the break in about 20 minutes. But I want to get your unfiltered, obvious take on where we are. Did I say anything you think is inaccurate? And what can people in Europe, Russia, America, the UK, what can we do to, you know, really get people, I think, out of this malaise that think Ukraine and Russia's, you know, on Mars or something, when really it's affecting the whole planet. You got all the nuclear submarines deployed. You got the DEFCON right up at the highest level with both nations. You have NATO openly trying to drag us into this war completely. Give us your overall analysis of what you think we should do, and what do you think NATO and the Northern Group and the unelected EU dictatorship are going to do when their demographics, their numbers show that they're collapsing if they don't have this war, in their own words. That's why this is so dangerous, obviously, is because this is all they've got. Victor Boot, thanks for being here.
Hi, Alex. Nice to be again with you. You know, for the past, 1.5 years, I've been talking about this, how, you know, all, you know, common sense people on the planet can prevent this catastrophe, this, you know, all-out nuclear war. And what's really going on, it's not eventually a, you know, full war Russia with Ukraine. It's basically war with the globalists for the future of entire humanity. Now the old mask is off, and for us it's very good news and hope that at least, you know, Trump got enough courage and enough, you know, stamina and enough balls, you know, to go through and, you know, really understood the core of this issue. And now I would say, you know, overestimate, but I think we have not only light in the end of the tunnel, now we have a concrete solution. And this is now the fight, basically, with the, you know, Trump's sworn-in staunch enemies of globalists, of Democratic Party, who actually now using London as their main headquarters to plotting against not only America's future, against the future of entire humanity. And now what is happening last day? Look, today was very interesting news. I just noticed there was a tamp on the life of the Mendich. This is guy who was in epicenter, in the ground zero of this corruption scandal with the Zelensky, who apparently left just a couple hours before he'd been arrested to Israel. And apparently somebody tried to kill him. You know, who is somebody who tried to kill him? Zelensky himself. And this is why. Because if Mendich start talking about all the corruption scheme, then it's over. You know, not only for Zelensky as a regime, but it's eventually for his personal life. But this is a domino effect, because after Zelensky, you guess who gonna come next? It's all Democratic Party, starting with the, you know, Biden family, getting to the all European leaders. We're talking about Macron, we're talking about Steinmeier, we're talking about, you know, every leader who came to Kiev. For what? Just to grab the cash, just to get their cut of money they've been sending there. So Ukraine was existing for past 12 years minimum, is the biggest in the history laundry machine. And we know for well that Democratic Party used to, you know, launder money through as an assistant to the, you know, Ukraine, getting a kickback, a huge kickback. On my opinion, you know, Zelensky was just operator. He was getting a small portion of it. And believe me, soon we will know who was a mastermind of this laundry machine, the biggest corruption scheme, which is stolen, you know, embezzled, misused, misspent the huge amount. Think of this. If Trump saying it's already cost to American taxpayer over $350 billion, about $200 billion spent in Europe. Can you imagine what kind of the money was spent? But they've been not spent. Actually, they've been laundered.
And Victor, much? It's crazy. They don't even hide it. Hundreds of top officials, generals, have bought $30 million, $50 million, $60 million mansions in L.A. and Miami and New York and huge estates. And then Zelensky's got like a $1 billion luxury ski resort, and they're expanding. He openly owns it himself. I mean, gosh almighty. I mean, it's just the arrogance. It's crazy.
That you're absolutely right. And this is so many facts that we already sick and tired, you know, to watch that the, in Monaco, the biggest, you know, most expensive, you know, luxury cars apparently have an Ukrainian number plates. Correct? We now know, oh, Ukraine apparently selling all the weapons, which is America and the allies was sending to them, including the Mexican cartels. And
oh, listen to this. I know some of the richest people in the world, and they tell me in these certain areas of Italy alone that they're all being outbid by Ukrainians that literally don't just all have Ferraris. They've got $20 million, $50 million, $100 million palaces, castles, in Italy. I mean, right. Don Jr. talked about it. He goes to these big global events and he's literally almost every car is Ukrainian and they're like $3 million cars. It's just a giant sick joke.
Yeah, it's not only a giant sick joke, but think of this. Since, initial Trump campaign on his first term, you know, all scandals either originated or was sponsored or was executed by Ukraine, correct? And now, till now, Ukraine is a, you know, sent in front of all troubles we're going through because they've been a very useful operators for these global elites. It's again the fight with the globalists. And the Trump, because he decided now and declared the open out, all-out war with the globalists, you know, now there is no turning point back. Now we see how big difference happened for past several days when the Trump openly declared, which we put in his national, you know, security strategy. This is basically, for me, I'm reading this as declaration of war to the globalists. And this is maybe the biggest hope humanity have for the past, you know, 60 years to really get rid of this cabal who was trying and destroying, you know, humanity, impeding our progress, you know, always staging the coups, always starting the wars, bringing on people, different financial crises.
Victor, let me just stop you and back you up because you said something so important here. In the last 48 hours, every major globalist publication in the U.S., Europe, the UK says Trump is our enemy. Trump is a Russian agent. Trump betrayed us. Trump is flip sides. They are in full panic mode right now because they won't have any negotiations. They say they want an endless war. Trump's done a real negotiation. So is Russia. And it's very reasonable. In fact, this is a great deal for Ukraine and all sorts of deals. So absolutely. So now that the Rubicon's been crossed, I totally agree. And Europe and the deputy head of the EU is literally saying Trump is an enemy now. They called him an enemy Sunday night. What does that signify when they're now calling America the enemy? What the hell is this?
That's right. And I would be not surprised. You remember once we've been discussing with you that, you know, maybe very soon United States of America and Russian Federation will join, you know, forces and start commonly fighting European, you know, the nest of this globalist. You know, it's not Ukraine who is a problem. It's a globalist who've been in on a problem. This is a globalist who not only enemy of the Russia, but they are most staunch enemies of the America, of the future America. They've been behind of the denuclearization, of the, you know, deindustrialization of America to bringing as much drugs. Who sponsored illegal immigration? Who sponsored, you know, the trade deficits? Who was, you know, sending all the industrial might of United States to China? You know the answer.
Absolutely. We've been totally, and I admit we've been sabotaged, and it's all out in the open. And I've seen numbers of up to 80% of the Europeans say when they try conscription, they're just going to flee or refuse. So also, Europe's a paper tiger. Europe can only... Yeah, go ahead.
Not only this... You know, they committed basically, you know, economical suicide by destroying opportunity to get the cheap Russian, you know, resources of energy. Now, look, if Germany 4 years ago was a really one of the industrial, you know, superpower, which is a high tech, you know, expert capacities with the machinery amazing, with the automotive sector in industry, you know, strong enough to compete with everybody. Now, right now, they are losing every, you know, couple months, you know, thousands and thousands of businesses.
And that's another key point. Not only they blow up Nord Stream and then refuse the Russian oil and gas, but they cut off basically all their coal plants where Mercedes can't even run but a few hours a day. They're literally committing suicide.
Correct. But you see, if this is a cult, you know, satanic cult who want to commit suicide, but first, you know, sacrifice entire humanity, what heck we have to do with them is only way, you know, for us to join the forces and, you know, get rid of them. And believe me, we will liberate again, you know, Europe, because now they under the tight control of the non-elected official. Who elected von der Leyen? Nobody. Who appointed these European commissars? Nobody. So this is exactly, you know, communist plot, you know, but now, you know, resurface in Europe. And we need to do something because look on their core ideology. This is nothing short of Trotskyites, you know, the military communism style.
Well, let's be clear. You show your astuteness. For people that don't know, when Russia kicked out Trotsky, he ran to Mexico. He got killed there. And then they literally sent in their operatives to take over the key universities and the conservative movement and the left. And it is the neocons. When you said we're going to find out who's behind it, it's the neocons, you know, going back to right. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are the masterminds with British intelligence, who, for those that don't know, have been trying to take down Russia for 400 years, that are literally running all of this. And it's just, it's absolutely outrageous.
Correct. And now we know this, you know, all the international elites, you know, all their, you know, secretive societies, whether it's Bilderberg Group, whether it's, you know, Committee 300, Tri-Party Commission, you know, Commission for International Affairs, Tavistock Institute, or Illuminati, whoever you name this. For us, this is a real enemy of the humanity. This is those who, you know, put on us, you know, their aiming devices, and they don't want to negotiate. They want to either destroy us or enslave us. And this is true for the people of America. This is true for people of the Russia. This is true for entire humanity who do not buy the idea.
And let's be clear.
See them as our masters.
Soros and all the globalists, everybody knows this, I'm going to repeat it, have come to Russia and said, look, just let us teach transgenderism and LGBT pedophilia. Let us have control, and we'll let you into the markets and leave you alone and stop trying to overthrow you. And even the Hollywood elites say, no, Russia is back to its Christian roots. That's why it must be destroyed. So they pressure Russia to have the open borders. They pressure Poland, which was getting on board, and so now they've put in their people there. It's the same thing. It's the same globalists attacking us all, and this is a cultural, religious, historic issue, and you're right. We should absolutely have a cultural alliance. That's what's beautiful about Viktor Orban and Eastern Europe. Banning Soros, kicking them out, they're outside powers. This is happening, and we're so close, but the enemy's dangerous. If they're cornered, Victor Boot, what are they going to do? I'm really worried about false flags, even a nuclear false flag to blame Russia.
Correct. And now it's really most dangerous period we ever eventually come in the recent, you know, 100 years, you know, history, or when we've got, you know, nuclear arms era. And this is why, because look, the elites now in really in a panic mode, and they understand this is end of it, because all their crimes now coming to the surface. People not stupid. You cannot, you know, forever fool them up. And now they see for real face who they are, these globalists, what they're doing, you know, all their plans. And most important, you know, when the life of the normal Europeans, whether it's in France, whether it's in Britain, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in Belgium, become really very, very noticeably dropped for last 5 years, tremendously, no security, no, you know, before you come to Europe, they used to wash, you know, sidewalks with the shampoo. Now it's all filthy place, you know, it's all, you know, overrun and controlled by the illegal immigrants or legal immigrants gangs. There is a high rampant criminality going on, attacking, you know, robbing people, mugging people. It's normal. And this is Europe is no more there, which we used to know the Europe. And the Europeans now become like a foreign people in their own country. And this is true for almost all Europe, starting from Luxembourg, you know, name it, anywhere you go, Italy, Spain, either there
is. And by the way, it was declassified in the 70s that Levis and the CIA said, Western culture is too beautiful, the architecture, all of it. We have to demonize it and make it ugly. And literally, when Tucker comes over to Russia and says, it's so beautiful, things are so amazing, and then they go, oh, how dare you, how dare you say that's pretty? I mean, look at this, just one of the churches in Russia. It's the aesthetics. It's, we all know it's beautiful. And then the left attacks this, and the Muslims all want to burn this down. It sends them into rages. Why is that? Why do they want to kill anything beautiful?
Well, because again, you know, Russia stood for always, you know, only one obstacle of their total world domination, you know, and despite their all attempts of staging the coup with the communism in Russia, staging, you know, trying to destroy the Soviet Union, you know, Russia, even despite being in a turmoil, always found the strength to understand, hey, hold on, guys, this is went too far. You know, we've been able to finally concentrate, you know, and solve this issue, especially when we've got a leader who's thinking, first of all, of the future of this nation and thinking, first of all, not about how much I can personally make money or how much I can steal, but what I can leave, you know, to the future generation, how I can bring this country to the better and more, you know, prosperous condition.
Which is the real wealth. The real wealth is the culture. And from the numbers I've seen, I've not been over there, but I see it. Under pressure, Russia has become stronger, not weaker.
Correct. This sanction, of course, they had a effect. I wouldn't say that they don't bite us, but it's only make us stronger. Our economy do not collapse. We've been able to withstand all this, you know, 27,852 sanctions. You know, they are literally now trying to steal the frozen Russian, you know, central bank, you know, what you call it, you know, funds at Euroclear in Belgium. France already confiscated 20 billion and spent it, you know. So, but guess what? When this conflict is over, they have to pay the bill. And this would be the most interesting issue, how they're going to pay it and what would be with these elites who, for all this year, years, you know, those elites who've been brought there mainly by the financing or using finance from the Soros Foundation, from different globalist foundation, they are basically all these leaders, they are stooges of the globalists. They are just, you know, puppets in their head. And now, main issue, we're going to see when we need to bring their masters to answer and to be held responsible for what they did for entire humanity.
And that's why they're so desperate, because they know that we understand they've got to be dealt with, not even out of vengeance. We can't let it come back. I mean, it's got to...
Correct. We need now, look, because World War II was not, you know, finished, where Soviet Union alone was not able to completely, you know, eliminate the Nazis. You know that the Operation Paperclip, when the Americans actually brought in what? 40,000 Nazi scientists and all these Nazi, you know, most important people who basically did everything from the von Braun, you know, space program up to the old psychological technologies, like a shock therapy, I mean, name it.
Victor Boone, stay right there. Absolutely. It's not that the Nazis ran us. We took the spirit of them in. And our elites took them in to let them, you know.
It's like a virus. Look, it's like a virus run away from lab.
That's right. Right there. So we'll be right back. We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, TheAlexOtour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexOtour.com.
Now, back to our program.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Victor Boot, regional leader, elected leader in Russia, famous businessman, former political prisoner, military man. When you say this is the most dangerous period in the last 100 years, I 100% agree with you, and so do all the other top analysts, Rand Corporation, everybody. The globalists don't ever give up. And so I wanted you to just recap what you think the main dangers are in this current zone and what Trump should do, what we should do, what everybody should do to defeat these people.
Well, first of all, globalists now really feel themselves in a panic mode. They like create, you know, corner. It will start launching and trying to attack in the last, you know, attempt to get out of this, you know. So most probably what they might try to pull through, it's again, attempt on the life of the Trump, attempt on the life of the leaders like Orban. Definitely they would dream to try to attempt on the life of the Putin. So, you know, now all these people who are around these leaders and our most probably know that's very well, you know, they're doing utmost to prevent it. Because, look, don't forget, all these globalists has their cell implanted all over the world, including in Russia. And we saw how they use it when they tried to attack our strategic bombers. You know, it's definitely not the job of Ukrainians. It's the job of the British intelligence services. So this is where we have to be very, very cautious what's going on for the next, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until finally, you know, first, Trump will force, you know, the globalists to accept the condition and finally, you know, end this war on the conditions which he requested from him. And Russia long time ago said, this is why we need to finish on those conditions. This is a root cause of the problem of this war. And Russia started this conflict because they want to finish this war. And this war was meant, planted, and, you know, planned and prepared since maybe, you know, 20 years ago. That's why they invested huge money to start, you know, make from Ukraine that, you know, a capable tool of trying to launch on Russia, attacking on people first, provoking Russia, creating all the condition. And now, who is Ukraine? It's not only the hugest laundry machine. But this is now a new source of criminality for maybe decades to come. Look what's happening in Russia. It's very simple. Think of this. Ukraine running a huge call centers. You know, hundreds and hundreds of people, because they speak in fluent Russian, they're calling Russians. And they're saying, hey, you know, we are just, you know, changing your, you know, this doorbell speaker. Look, we're going to send you the code. Tell us this code. And then, you know, we will activate your stuff. So some people have been duped into this, you know, providing them code because, and then apparently they penetrated their system, which we have a state service, which you can request, you know, your passport, register your car, get certificate, birth certificate of your children, you know, enroll into different, you know, a welfare program, you know, request appointment with a doctor. I mean, basically, you know, the program which Russia created on the smartphone literally eliminated all bureaucracy, which we've been suffering for a long time ago. And they're trying to have this enter the, you know, the code so they can penetrate. And then another calm colleague pretending that he is from law enforcement. Oh, unfortunately, your account in the Gosu Slugi was, you know, broken. Now you're in danger. Now they get access to your bank accounts. You need quickly, you know, cash out all money or transfer to the safe account.
Steal. So it's a total cyber warfare, fifth generation warfare. For those that don't know, it is confirmed. Go ahead.
And these become a epidemic proportions. Now we need, you know, our legislature has to take a special law to prevent, to limit all these foreign calls. Now why we have many messengers are blocked, because they're using the messengers, calling, pretending who they are. Now they
went. And that's just one level of this, of the asymmetrical warfare. Same with the globalists, open borders, the crime, the judges letting murderers out, all of it's to destabilize society, to tire out the public so they can be run over. But look at Ukraine. Unprecedented human trafficking, sex slavery, women and children, organ harvesting. I mean, it has become just a wild, wild west of evil.
Okay. Just, you know, beginning of, just in the middle of last week, I was on the presentation of another report of the crimes of the Ukrainian neo-Nazi regime, which did to the children and to civilian in
the Kursk area. I was going to read that. What about reports that they're taking mentally retarded children and then sending them out, they don't even know, with suicide bombs on them to blow up Russian troops?
Correct. That's also, you know, the facts. And the fact, you know, what they're doing, if the Ukrainians who staying in the territory where the fight is coming up, refusing to go, they're just killing them. They're killing own people. How come they're talking about Ukrainian nation if the soldiers who's supposed to protect our own population killing them because they are refusing to evacuate? And when the Russian comes, they said, oh, finally, our boys come. What is, and they telling you, when you see what they're telling, this evidence, you know, the older
women. Well, I've seen the videos of putting down syndrome in the front lines. So let me ask this for your calls. I mean, obviously, if Russia wanted to take it all, it could, but it doesn't want to bring NATO in. It doesn't want it all. It wants to just get a deal and stop NATO expansion. That's been from the beginning. It's been very clear cut. But clearly, the Ukrainian military's already collapsed over the last year. It's totally collapsed now. Russia's making the biggest gains ever. How long could Zelensky hold on anyways? As Trump has said, he doesn't have any of the cards. How long? And I mean, what do you think Russian strategy is going to be when Trump pulls out NATO support, but then NATO, you know, continues this?
Well, the strategy is very simple. They understood they already lost it. And instead of going and save the life of the people, they are soldiers. And another one, they're trying to launch all reserve they've got. They're trying to play the game. They're hoping some, you know, miracle will turn Trump, you know, 180 degrees and restart all this lavish support, you know, packages so they can again, you know, embezzle it, steal it, biggest part. And then, you know,
so
send
line,
new
they
troops.
Know they've lost, but they're all stealing so much money, the EU and all of them.
Correct.
They're just, they'll just go as long as they can.
Correct. Just what recently, what Zelensky said. Yeah, I'm good. I decided to go for election. Oh, give me 60 days. But for these 60 days, I need to Trump guaranteeing that Russia will not attack us. So let's get a truce so I can able, you know, to squeeze and win this election. What kind of democracy we're talking about? There is no opposition left in Ukraine. You cannot express your opinion. You would be either arrested or killed, you know, or you forced to exile. And this is so-called democracy. This is what European.
Yeah, they're going to hold an election during a martial law, banned all the political opposition, took over the Orthodox Church, took over all the media, and then he says if NATO sends in security, which is the cover for the invasion, then he'll have an election. It's just it's all preposterous. I want to take some calls, but just getting back to the Nazis.
Okay,
we're not. I know you know your history. I'm not speaking for me. Correct me if you disagree. But we're not saying the Nazis run the West. We're saying at the end of World War II. You have 39,000, 45, top Nazis in every area brought over, and then because they'd follow orders, put in all these positions of power. And so much of everything we see in our medicine, our culture, our brainwashing was the very worst stuff the Nazis developed. And so there's literally that ghost in the machine of that. And then you had Zelensky famously 3 years ago, hey, your main military is Nazis. He said, yeah, they're Nazis. That's no problem. So you know, the idea that this isn't, that's where a lot of World War II got fought, for those that don't know, is in Ukraine. And then you have the Nazi side, you have the Russian side. And so that's back to this. And you have Nazi SS officers being given, you know, standing ovations in Parliament and in Canada saying, oh, he fought the Russians in World War II. What are you thinking? So did Canada. So yeah, the level of this is just insane. You got caught up on the brakes saying it's a virus, this Nazism. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what is the main, you know, source of this conflict. Look, they intentionally kept, especially in Canada, all these Bandera followers who was able to keep their ideology to bring up a new generation, you know, who absorb these ideas of this, you know. Bandera was even worse than Nazis. Look at the memoirs, even on the German, you know, army generals, they would say that the crime which committed by Bandera, you know, troops was so, you know, terrific that even those, you know, seen everything German criminals would say this is way too much. And these people who committed Volyn, you know, massacre, who killed the Jews in Lvov, who created and been the one police force who exterminated so much his own people, and at the same time they destroyed so many, they are one of the most, you know, active force who been doing Holocaust for the Jew nation. And they also did a genocide to the Russians, to Ukrainians, to any other nationalities. And now,
well, I've studied,
you know,
World War II, and they said the Ukrainian Nazis, Heinrich Himmler and all of them, were like, they're the best. They would, like, do anything.
Look, for last, you know, since independence, they come back to Ukraine, start, you know, getting the new followers. And finally, when they took control, what they did? First, they went and write all history books. You would be surprised, but they are claiming that the Ukrainians, ancient Ukrainians, actually, they dig up a Black Sea. You would believe this? They build the pyramids. You know, everything invented in the world by done by them. They
it's
are
like the
smartest.
Somalis saying they discovered Minnesota 3,000 years ago.
That's basically true. Yeah, anything is anything good in the world. Apparently, there is a ancient Ukrainian, you know, who did it, you know.
Wow. Let's take a few calls. Absolutely incredible. But we're in the main danger zone. I totally agree. We got Miss Lou, Dave, Charlie, Mike, Jonathan, Jack, and Sean. Just want to get your question, and we're going to move on there. Let's appreciate you calling in. Let's talk to Dave, calling in the U.S. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Great guest. Former VIP member. Love the network. Love everything you do. Can I do a quick Bible verse? Ephesians 5:11.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not censoring your call. You're on air right now. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. So I appreciate you and Victor planting seeds. So here's my very specific question. As a student of history, I know that in 2022, four areas of Ukraine, the Russian-speaking Ukrainians voted to annex themselves and join the Russian Federation. I don't think most people know that. Could Victor give us an on-the-ground, on-the-boots, pun intended, perspective of what the Ukrainians wanted to do in 2022? Thank you so much.
Sure. I mean, this is known that the NATO-backed Ukrainians were attacking the Russian to get Russia to come in. I mean, you want to recap that, Victor?
Look, half of the question was garbled on my side, so I did it only here.
I'm sorry, he was asking about what NATO did through the Ukrainian puppets to attack Eastern Ukrainian Russians to escalate.
Well, first of all, let's say that we know even from this corruption scandal, even these people in the heart of the, you know, regime are speaking among them on Russian. So I would say 80% of the Ukrainian population speaking at home and thinking on Russian. So, you know, just to tell that they all this different nation, you know, we're still considering Ukrainians as our, you know, same people. Because we understand each other, you know, we're sharing so much common. So to say that they are completely foreign to us are absolutely wrong. Of course, look, they intentionally, those followers of Banderas, when they took a control since independence and start rewriting the history, start, you know, teaching in the children camps, you know, hatred ideology of this, you know, Nazi and neo-Nazi, you know, remembering their grandfathers who've been in, you know, SS troops fighting for Nazis, who are bragging that they've been killing Jews left and right, you know, and killing their, you know, children because they've been apparently of Jewish descent, who burning alive entire villages. You know, those just came and tried to repeat again the atrocities with which Ukrainians went to Donbass. You know, appalled all population beyond the belief to say, what? We've been thinking that you are our brothers and you killing our women, our children.
It's all set up to drag Russia in. You're absolutely right from the history.
Correct.
Let's go to, and you spoke of this, the Carnegie Endowment back when they were manipulating the Soviet Union said the ultimate power block would be the Soviet Union, the United States, geographically, militarily, technology. But then when the Russians weren't communists anymore, now they're the big enemy. But geographically, militarily, a U.S.-Russian alliance would clearly dominate the world through soft power, through technology, through control of the ports, right, the regions. It's definitely what the globalists don't want. So Mike wants to ask about backing Putin Trump. Is creating a new global order. Then we have Miss Liu on the same issue, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal, which does cut off China. Let's just be clear about that, which is why it's a smart move by Trump. Mike in California, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Great to be on the show. Listen, I'm just so excited. I mean, hearing Trump last night and then getting this information this morning, it just seems like we got the momentum going. and it's finally, you know, catching up speed. My son goes, ships out in February for basic, and we've been talking about this going on, and I've been saying, you know, Russia is, they're like America. They, you know, they're promoting the family, they're Christian based, they got organic farming, you know, they're super supportive of their people. I mean, this is a group that we need to be with, not be against, you know. You look
and 80% of it is untapped. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's like
we get over there with our machinery and our guys to help, and we create a union. I mean, this could provide peace for the world for generations and explore things. I mean, I think what Trump really needs to do is he really needs to go on the super offense. He needs to be talking.
No, I totally agree. I mean, let's just say, and I don't want to compare Russia to Obama, you can see it both ways, but the U.S. is still dominant, not for long, unless we make this move. Russia is like Marilyn Monroe, man. It's like waiting. It's got, it's like, and that's why the globalists want it. Europe says, we're going to get it. That's our business plan. We don't need to go kill the Russians. They'll make deals with us. We just need to make an alliance. Like the old smart empires married their sons and daughters. They didn't kill each other. Go ahead, caller, and then Victor Boots take on it.
No, and then he needs to go.
No, Victor, go ahead.
No, look, you're absolutely right. Think of this. You know, we're not only, you know, two big countries, because Russia the biggest, but look on the geography. Look on the, you know, map. Basically, we're neighbors. Think of this. We together will start to really, you know, go and develop and explore the Arctic region. It's amazing, you know, storage of energy. It's amazing storage of the rare earth minerals. Think of the technologies.
But then
think
if you study geopolitics, the U.S. dominates this hemisphere. Russia, just geographically in all the war games, has Europe, Central Asia, everything. That is unstoppable right there.
Correct. And we can be a force which stabilizes, which can really make humanity to, you know, make a leap, go through, you know, really to solve all the problems with the health, to solve the problems with the food, to eliminate the, you know, poverty in the world, and finally focus our efforts, not only preparing and plotting to fight and kill each other, but go and explore other planets and other, you know, galaxies. It's all there. It's just, you know, sky's the limit. If we really, you know, stop with the globalist cabal who was distracting and impeding development of the humanity.
That's right. It's all true. It's in all the actuaries. We're not
trying to destroy the family.
Totally, totally. Thank you, Mike. Miss Liu on a similar area, relations between Russia and CCP after New Deal. Notice Trump's new national security directive says we'll have a rapprochement with China. If we get the deal with Russia, because then we've won, and so is Russia, economically, and then we're nice to China, because now it'll be put in a position where it can't take over, then we'll make a deal with them. I mean, it's a beautiful plan, Victor. I want to go to Miss Liu, but I want you to speak to that. I already heard you give a prelude to it. Miss Liu, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. And thank you, Victor, also. I do want to say that I believe, in my opinion, my mother worked for Ronald Reagan, so I go way back on studying communism, and I believe the U.S.'s number one existential enemy is the CCP. And I think they can play ball out of their mouth, but what they actually do with it is going to be completely opposite. And so we cannot trust them. That is my opinion. First of all, they have just cut a deal with Qatar, call it Qatar, however, to create biolabs. So there you go. There's the Red-Green Alliance. And I think that we are also in a position through NVIDIA to be selling back high-end chips to China. So much of this doesn't make sense, and I know...
Well, let's explain it. I mean, let's explain it. The EU is in bed with China to a great extent. Russia's been forced to be in bed because of the attack. And long term, it hurts the West. It hurts everybody to do this. And so that's why another reason the EU wants this war to go, because if you study all the stuff going back 80 years, it's not new. A Russia-U.S. alliance is the perfect checkmate operation. That's why they don't want it. That's why General Flynn for 20 years has been saying this is the obvious move. Closing comment. I'll go back to Victor Boot.
No, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Alex. I worry about the American corporatists, because in 2022, I believe it was, when Xi Jinping showed up in San Francisco, they all kissed his ring. They like the China model. You can, globalist, corporatist, they want the China model.
No, I know. Obviously, China's what can expand power, project power, and so we have to look at that, but obviously, well, it's a long story, but I agree with you. Victor Boot, go ahead.
Well, think of this. The China problem was, again, if we know the roots of it, is again globalists who created this disbalance, who forced American, you know, biggest corporation, multinational corporation, to close the old factories of production in America and move to China. Now, of course, there is a huge disbalance because China right now accounts for 35% of the global industrial production output. Think of this. It's unthinkable. And now, of course, we need to balance. And if we balance, because this is a policy of the Trump, the same policy, the true, you know, we don't want just to buy the Chinese product. We want them manufacture it in Russia. We want them manufacture it, you know, in Russia and in Russia and buy what we really need and sell to them also our, not only energy, but also our, you know, products, high machinery, you know, engines for airplanes, maybe airplanes, something else.
Well, that's so right. China sees it, you know, as weak in Russia, weaken America, prop up the EU, and instead, the only way to win the game is not to fight. Instead, we just make a big deal, and Russia's already said, first dibs, come in here and do all this. It's beautiful. It needs to happen.
Correct, correct. And look, we are neighbors with Russia. And this is what Trump also saying. Why not to trade? It's better. But we need to balance. We need to discuss the condition. We need to make a fair condition for trade, not on this globalist, you know, free trade. Then, you know, you take an invasion and killing your industry. So nobody now anymore able to produce textile. And now what's going on with the automotive industry? Yes, of course, it should be, you know, carefully planned, carefully done. And if it's a mutual beneficial cooperation and beneficial trade with both countries, whether it's China and America or China and Russia, benefits. You know, don't forget there is also India there, you know, sitting and waiting their turn to be an, you know, huge world superpower with industrial might, you know. This definitely, there is a lot of the space for everybody, but we need to have a fair condition. We need to stop these globalists to play all the countries against each other. We need to stop them to manipulate, basically, you know, financial system. We need to stop them destroying and poisoning, you know, with their, you know, big pharma, you know, our children and our food supplies and our, you know, drug, you know, supplies and medicine. Then everything will go normally because there is, you know, guess what? Entire humanity has a common sense, which is exactly the same, whether it's for Russians, whether it's for Americans, whether it's for normal Germans, French, or
absolutely.
We all have
aligned common goals as pro-humanity. I know you've been here for an hour. This is so powerful. Do 5 more minutes because I want to take a few more calls with Victor Boot. And you got to get a website. I know you're a regional leader and all that stuff, but man, it's always
coming. Great
because you're definitely
coming. It's coming also.
We love it. Yeah. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexShowStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This other news was so powerful and important, I'm going to be hitting. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists that hate humanity want Russia and America to hate each other. This is so good what Trump's doing. It's been a wrestling battle. It's been hell, but we're so close, and now we're entering the prime moment of danger. And I'll just say, what can we all do? We need to pray morning, noon, and night for world peace, our enemies to be exposed, and for everybody to get fully politically motivated to back President Trump for this alone. We can talk about things he doesn't do that are perfect and all the rest of it. He's got a job that's basically impossible. But in the main actions, this is a godsend. Let's go to Jonathan in New York. We'll go to George and Charlie. Jonathan, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? How's it going, Victor Boot? It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with both of you. I'd like to start off by saying in front of the hundreds of millions of people that will be listening to this that I stand firmly with Russia in a fight against the George Soros globalist regime. The world needs to hear that. And I thank you for letting me say that.
Well, let's not exaggerate. There'll probably be 50 million people say it, but still, it's important.
Absolutely. No. By the end of the week, we know what it'll be. But I'd like to say that with NATO's failure in the Ukraine and ever-increasing volatility and aggression, seems that they're in a panic mode, keeping false flags and further aggression in mind. I'm sure NATO's next targets are in place. How concerned is Russia and should we be with the shared border with Finland, one of the most militarized of all NATO nations? They share about 1,400 kilometers of a border.
More concerned about them launching drones they put across the border like spiderweb, but don't attack the big bears. Instead, they launch an attack claiming Russia did it. They've already pre-programmed that. Thanks for the call. Great points. This is a short segment. We got a 1 minute break joining stations. But Victor, you've been warning of false flags on nuclear reactors. They've already done that. Clearly, the way these drones have hit Poland and other places, false flags written all over this.
Correct. Especially what he mentioned. Yes, we literally has one of the biggest border with Finland. And Finland, after World War II, when they've been on the side of the Germany, actually the Finnish force has been responsible for huge atrocities. They've been running very vicious concentration camp where they segregated, because we in Russia also has ethnicity who's speaking very close language to them, which is called Karels. So they tried to join that part, you know, to Finland. And what they did, they round up all Russian population there, put them in concentration camp and really starved them to death. And now after that, you know, okay, Poland, Finland, when they see, you know, Germany losing, so they stopped the war, they signed the peace treaty with Russia, and, you know, the Russian and Soviet Union decided, okay, I'll leave them alone. So they've been staying neutral, been a good border. Border was not reinforced at all, and many people, especially those who live in St. Petersburg, had their, you know, dachas, their property in Finland, because it's a literally, you know, couple hours on the high-speed train, or, you know, couple hours on your car, and you're going there enjoy. There is, was a weekend trips to Finland, Finnish we used to come to there, and we thought that we are two, you know, neighbors, so we have a very good friendship, it was a, you know, open borders, everybody can travel, but then apparently they decided to join NATO, and guess what? You know, they start building, again, defenses on the border, they're trying to prepare to the war, but guess what? Finland is what? Totally 5 million people. All their prosperity was, you know, accumulated because they've been trading with the Soviet Union and then with the Russia. We had many Finnish companies who did a lot of good business in Russia. And now they decided, because globalists told them, go and kill yourself. Prepare yourself to be...
Absolutely.
You know,
trying to get Romania to kamikaze Russia as well. Back in 60 seconds.
So there.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Victor Boo. Got one more caller. We're going to take George in Connecticut on EU domination. But just any other key points. Powerful last hour. All of it's true. People say, oh, Trump sides with Russia. No, it's siding with reality. Zelensky arrogantly, I won't even read the peace deal. Any other key points you have before we take this final call? And what are the possible outcomes here as Trump says he's going to pull all funding? He's already pulled most of it, maybe even leaving NATO. What are they going to do then if Trump calls their bluff and doesn't support all this?
Well, then, you know, it will be very quickly over, because without United States, there is no single attack possible, because they're relying on the Starlink for all the communication in Ukrainian army. They're relying to all intelligence from the American, you know, military satellites. They're relying on American supplies for every critical system they use. So Europe and them are not, Europe are not having money, first of all, to finance it. Their budgets are all, you know, has a huge holes from the corruption and this, you know, anti-Russian fear, because they used this as a cover to steal more money from their, you know, own people. You know, so we will see. It will naturally end up that the European, you know, people, the, you know, German, French, British, especially English, they're supposed to count their government accountable. What heck you've been telling us all this time? Why are you feeding us with this, you know, bullshit? We know now it's untrue, and where is all money? Why we are living now in these filthy places? Why we cannot even have enough proper food? Why we cannot get safety? Why we have to pay exorbitant prices?
And they think a war with Russia will unify people when all the numbers show the opposite. So let me ask you this. If the EU, if Trump shuts this down and the war is forced to be ended and NATO expansion stops and this huge new business deal with Russia, and Trump's already gotten all the stands to sign on, so it blocks China and their Belt and Road, and this is a great move for Russia and the United States and everybody else, what does Europe do with a 1.4 birth rate for two parents, What do they do when they have the highest debt of anybody? I mean, because Europe's right. The Von der Leyen's right that they're done if they don't defeat Russia and steal its resources, but that'll never happen. So they're just stalling while they steal money. But what happens to the EU? I think you have to get rid of the EU, as Elon Musk and Trump have said. It's an unelected thing. How does Europe come out of this? How do we offer the European people a plan that could, because they're the intermediary with the U.S. and Russia, they could take part in all this, couldn't they?
Well, look, they need, first of all, to face the reality, to face the music for all what they did, first of all, to their own people. And they need to answer the question for their own, you know, taxpayers, to their own voters. So all these political leaders who've been ruling, you know, Europe for past, you know, what, 20, 30 years, you know, finally become go to the history, become a criminals who would be definitely prosecuted for the crimes they committed against their own respective nations. So then, you know, they need just to understand they have to live according to their means, or they are part of the, you know, other countries who are trying to develop something, produce something. They cannot exist like, you know, the parasites, only stealing and using somebody else's resources and money and blood. That's what's happened. This is how Europe accumulated its wealth. This is where the colonial, you know, countries originated. This is where they steal all over the world, bring it into Europe, you know, build the huge, you know, so-called cultural, you know, marvels, or you know, these huge museums, and have that, you know, famous lavish life. And even, you know, who helped them rebuild after World War II, Western Europe, or in fact, Eastern Europe was the Soviet Union.
And by the way, you talk about this, but it's true. You're not not a leftist colonialism attack. It's true. Russia, the biggest country in the world, the most resources, has never needed to expand because you have the problem of even trying to organize all you've got. Whereas Europe, on its own people and the world, has always been parasitic, and then now it says we're going to get Russia. That'll be our next host. They're so jealous of that. It's just wild to watch their arrogance and their belief that everything belongs to them. And then they undermine their own countries, cutting off energy, bringing in third world foreigners, because they're just attacking everything. Russia's sovereign and strong, attack it. America's sovereign and strong, attack it. The Christians are strong, attack them. It's just a bizarre instinct to not really be aristocratic, where you're smart, you're in charge, you're building up society. They're literally at war with any form of success. It's disgusting.
It's more than disgusting. Look, why did Trump, the first thing he did when he, you know, reelected again in the second term, first of all, he canceled all this LGBT and, you know, transgender, you know, agenda. First of all, what he did, we need a normal family. We need, you know, man and woman. We don't need a parent one, parent two. That's over. What's happening now in Europe? They're keeping this on steroids. You know, the LGBT is flourishing there. You know, their military is sworn by the all these, you know, representative, including, you know, transgender people. So this is a scum of humanity. This is a core of globalists. And unfortunately, you know, Europeans, normal Europeans who are thinking like you and me, who hate, who sick and tired to be under this tyranny, because now in Europe, there is no freedom of speech. You can't.
I was about to say, they claim Russia arrests people. When it's a foreign NGO run by the CIA, or, yeah, they kick them out. But I've looked at it. They're not doing that. So, but in Europe, tens of thousands of arrests a year per country. I saw the letters. They arrested the guy. He lost his job, an engineer. He sent a letter to MERS saying, you are incompetent. They put him in jail, and he lost his job for saying, you're incompetent. You can't even write a letter, an email saying you're incompetent. I mean, that is tyranny.
It's a tyranny. There is no freedom of speech.
If you send an email to Putin saying you're incompetent, do you go to prison in Russia?
No, definitely not. The Russia, for matter of fact, right now, may be most vibrant in the freedom of speech, you know, country, where you can raise any problem. You need to be respective. You shouldn't insult nobody. You shouldn't call any names. But if you have a concern, you can raise it, and everybody going to listen to you. If you have an argument, a proper facts, they're going to say, yes, you're right, we need to fix it.
Wow, let's take two final calls. We'll get out of here, Victor. Amazing interview. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Victor Boot. You want to talk about EU domination, paranoid of U.S. and Russia? Well, of course, because they don't have any cards unless they suck off of us. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Victor. I wanted to let you know that this ask a question for you to elaborate, but this really started in the 1880s and 1890s when they English noble basically had the plan that Russia and Germany would never be able to be united. Otherwise, the English aristocracy and all the other aristocracies would fall apart. Because
well, that's right. They wrote thousands of articles just to interrupt the British news because they weren't obsessed with America. They weren't as powerful. It was the German problem, and the British Empire was obsessed in front-page articles about if Germany and Russia got together, and notice how they got them into a fight. So, yeah, finish your point. Sorry, I just want to back you up.
So
you're right.
So now they flood all our nations with these illegals and stuff, so we're concerned with that. Rather than having a North American alliance between the United States, the real Europe, not this phony Europe, European Union, and Russia, and prosperity, it would be an engine to be make prosperity for the entire planet.
Golden Age.
Don't you think, Victor?
Victor, he's talking about a golden age and how they tried to split, the British Empire tried to split Germany off from Russia in the last 200 years.
Of course, because look, the British always played this role. Their main target was never let any other countries unite and become stronger. Whether, you know, and the 150 years ago, Germany started catching up on the science, on the industrial invention of the engineering schools. So this was natural that the German company come and start opening their also, you know, branches in Russia, which, you know, and Russia was very quickly industrializing before the revolution. And they decided, well, how are we going to stop? Okay, we're going to bring a communist plot and, you know, overthrow the regime of the Tsar, Nicholas II, create the Bolshevik Revolution, and then force them to go and fight. Actually, this revolution came as a result of the war, but we know the history of the World War I, who really, you know, orchestrated and how it started.
British intelligence.
So this is... Yeah, correct. So this is where this was all long planned. But right now, I guess situation completely, you know, turn up. I don't know if any more Germany left or there is, you know, if it goes like that for next, you know, generation, maybe we will hardly find, you know, any real German. All population would be replaced with the, you know, name it, all the immigrants from Middle East, from Africa, from, you know, God knows where, maybe Ukrainians will settle.
Well, that's
there.
Right. And we're all proud of Russia getting out from under the globalists partially and getting back on its feet. We want to do the same thing. We want Germany, we want everybody. This is all our shared fight against the globalists. Great point. Thank you, George. Right. Final caller, Travis in Nebraska. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead, Travis.
Yes, thank you. My question is, do you think during that time when Trump was making trade deals with the EU that he may have privately agreed to actually support the EU's war against Russia and support Ukraine? And I say that because, I mean, it seems like since those trade deals were made, he did a lot of actions that were really anti-Russian, like moving the nuclear submarines, attacking Venezuela and ally. And, you know, he's always just offered this rhetoric that seems to be pandering, maybe almost even, I'd say, to his base, whom he knows doesn't like Zelensky, but his actions, I mean, especially since making these trade deals seem really ramped up and pro-World War III, in my mind.
Well,
what
I think it's part of the deal, and I'm not defending Trump overall, but, I mean, you see what he's doing now. We'll see in the end, but I see it as art of the deal, putting pressure on both sides. I mean, regardless, they won't make any concessions. They want total war. Trump doesn't want that. He wants the business deals with Russia. Travis, thanks for the call. Victor Boot, final comment on what he just said.
Look, first of all, let's analyze. So Europe now broke. If, you know, Feds will stop, you know, backing up the euro, you know, this currency will worth nothing very quickly. Second, since they, you know, close their oil production, what kind of the trade deal you can do? And look what they're doing to the imports of Americans' goods or American, you know, companies. Just recently they put, oh, we need to moderate what kind of the news going on the, X, or whatever, you know, they put this judgment against, I guess, from the mask.
Yeah, they're literally trying to control our free speech.
Correct.
We have the EU commissioner saying we're going to censor Americans. Imagine if the Russians were saying we're going to censor us. Like, why do we put up with this?
Correct. This is exactly. I mean, of course, the sovereignty is a priority for every nation, but it must be, first of all, what the reason for Trump to make a deal with Europe? Yes, he trying to make a deal with Europe, but if Europe don't want to make a deal with you, they just want to sabotage you, you know, kill you, if not kill you, poison you, and grab what you have. What are you going to do with this? We're talking about the elites. It's basically, again, Europe now is synonymous of the globalists, synonymous of the enemies of entire humanity.
Victor Boot, thank you so much. Oh, boom. U.S. seizes oil tanker off Venezuela. So things are escalating there. Thank you for your time. You're saying soon you're going to have a website?
Correct, yeah. And I'm going to send you whenever we have a website. Maybe we'll be in the X platform. So, you know, and then be able to share our opinion and take from Russian position.
Well, whatever happens to InfoWars, we're in the middle of the fight. It goes on forever, but we'll have a bigger network here or there. I want to go 24 hours a day live. So I want to talk to you about once all that happens, we should at least have an hour a day from the Russian perspective. We want to have everybody's perspective. So, Victor Boot, I am very, very blessed to talk to you. Have a great Christmas, and thank you for the time. And we're getting closer to not killing each other in a nuclear war, so that's exciting. Thank you so much.
Okay, great Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. All right, that was a powerful hour and 20-minute interview. Now, I mentioned a lot of stuff I didn't get to, so I want to get to it now. There's a question bigger than everything else out there. And that is, why do hard times make strong men? And why do strong men make good times? And why do good times make weak men who make bad times? And I know we all understand this, but It's really in the final equation, the answer. We have to get the answer to that. We have to end this cycle. And that's going to take people committing. And a lot of people think being politically involved or culturally informed is like a job. It's, you're designed to do it, folks, okay? You're not supposed to just go to movies and go play pool and drink and party all day long. Those people are all miserable. You're supposed to fight, which is what the biology shows. In the worst times in history and culture, we have more children than ever. Then we innovate. When stuff gets good, we fall apart. So I got two Elon Musk clips here. We'll dig these up because I didn't tell the crew where I was going right now. Elon Musk, in this short clip, talks about the weird paradox that every culture under attack that had already been great before, you know, some that are weak and destroyed, but ones that had already been successful, under attack, they hit their greatest heights. And then Elon is asked about, does he believe in God? And he said, yeah, I believe in the creator. I believe in the creator. You can get whatever name you want, but yeah, this was created. There's nobody at the heights of power that thinks all this life and all this order just came out of the middle of nowhere. And then I want to go to a clip of this fella, because I agree with what he says. EU slaps X with $140 million fine over blue checks and ad transparency. And this is going to backfire big time if Trump goes the right direction. I totally agree. I have to hit that clip next segment. But let's go ahead and none of these Elon Musk clips back to back, because this is the big debate we should be having. Here it is.
What ended most civilizations was a low birth rate. An extended period of prosperity seems to cause birth rates to plummet. It's somewhat counterintuitive. When a society is under stress, birth rates increase. So if you look at, say, ancient Rome, the birth rates were super high when they were fighting the Carthaginians, and Rome's very, very life was at stake. Birth rates were all-time high. After they defeated Carthage and ruled the Mediterranean, the birth rates plummeted. And to such a degree that Julius Caesar even tried to pass, laws like in 50 BC or something like that to give an incentive for any Roman citizen that would have a second or third child. So they were having birth rate issues in 50 BC, which is pretty wild. And that's that was also true of really basically every civilization throughout history. So it's how do you avoid this birth rate collapse?
Who do you look up to the most?
The Creator.
What's your current position on God?
God is the Creator.
You don't believe in God, though, do you?
I believe this universe came from something. People have different labels.
The point is, humanity is always in a crisis. All of life is a struggle. Steve Bannon asks, why do you call certain shows an emergency broadcast and not others? Well, when stuff's particularly dangerous, I do, but it's all an emergency broadcast. Life is an emergency. I mean, look at all of the incredible things going on around you. You think this is a joke? You think this is just popped up out of nowhere? This is a massive test. And people know when they're under attack and barely hanging on, they're creating the best innovations. They're having the most passionate sex that's between a man and a woman marrying. They are doing the greatest things because they understand the species is under threat. We are a compendium of everybody that came before us, what's happening now in the future. We are time traveling. We think of it as slow, the way biology grows, the way a tree grows, the way anything happens. No. That's just because in your perspective, you're only here at this third dimension for a moment. So it looks like it's slow. It's actually incredibly fast, and it's beautiful. And you are all of that that came before you and all of that going forward. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. There is one timeless moment. And you're taught you're crap. You don't have free will. You're a nobody. That's the greatest lie ever. Everything you see, all this incredible technology, the jet aircraft, the AI, all of it, that came out of us. So you shouldn't be on some arrogant power trip like a leftist or a Somali and just sit back and, oh, I'm so great. No, you're part of something infinite. And you need to have that completion, that satisfaction. Not pride, but a feeling of I've done what I'm supposed to do. It's timeless. And it's that feeling that is being in the presence of God. And then all the things that oppose that, it's not a job to fight that. That's what you're supposed to do. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to realize the larger mission until you're truly alive. And then you'll be so empowered. Now, I got a lot of news I want to hit on a bunch of other subjects. But we can't take this tyranny of the EU lightly. Because Communist China is manipulating our media and trying to cause race wars and buying up politicians, and it's a big problem. And, you know, Israel's got its issues with what it wants, but that, you know, the system wants us to focus on that, because if you do that, they win. But we've got to pull back and look globally at the cashless society and the systems of control and the people that are running it and what they want, and they want an end of competition, because it's that competition that animates you. It's that competition that empowers you. It's like lifting weights or jogging. You get in better shape. You have to have that. And that's what spurs us to thrive. I've got 4 children. I envy Elon with his 15 or God knows how many. Yes, is Elon a good guy, bad guy? Well, He's sure pro-human on that front. He's sure got a drive to do that. At the end of the day, you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And so my question to all of you is, have you given up? Why aren't you having children? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling memories.
EU's attack on Elon Musk and the fact that Hillary Clinton, the globalists, are all behind it. We'll play some clips of that. Trump shouldn't just speak out against this, which he hasn't done yet. J.D. Vance has. He should make a huge deal about it. Because America is waking up to its sovereignty being attacked. And the Somali issue is small, but it's a place of people waking up, so it's important. Compared to the EU and BlackRock and the globalists and the economic warfare they're engaged in against our cities, states, counties, against our economic systems, where they come in and try to dictate with their 80%+ control of world assets all the political activity where you live. Texas just won major cases a few months ago with BlackRock saying you have to divest all oil and gas in Texas. We went and sued them, said it's racketeering. They lost. So any special interest, communist China, Russia, the EU, Israel, any of these. But BlackRock is bigger. It's just the holding company. It's really Vanguard, State Street. It's all the same group. 87% control of world assets through fraud. You want to address that. You want to address the ESG. You want to address those systems. So I saw this analyst, he's dead on, about EU slaps X $140 million fine. And I want to dovetail it with Professor Jonathan Turley, who's a liberal, by the way, exposing how Hillary is behind so much of the censorship with the EU. But that's what's happening, and Trump should address it head on. Head on. And then it rallies Americans. It doesn't just stop the tyranny. It rallies us to realize we're under attack from outside interests, as Victor Boot said. And the same interests attacking Russia are the same ones attacking us. You heard Booty's very influential in Russia. You heard him explaining how communism was put on them by British intelligence. They put Lenin in. All of it. The Russians know this stuff, folks. They have really begun major reforms more than us. That's why there's general Hollywood leftist hate for Russia, because they figured it out. And it's a model for what we should do. Hell yeah, we're not going to let NATO drag us into full war. Praise God Trump's doing this. This is exciting. And Elon Musk is a champion in this fight and is under attack. And if you don't rally to his support, you're not supporting yourself, because they got to get through him to get to you and I and silence us. Here's the clips.
The European Union just made a catastrophic mistake. They just ignited a war they can't possibly win. They launched the first strike, and now both the Trump administration and Elon Musk are together firing back, and nothing less than the future of the EU. The European Commission, led by ultra-globalist liberals, just announced that they are fining Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, 120 million euros for violating their Digital Services Act, which is the EU's sweeping new law designed to regulate the internet, big tech, and censor populist voices. They say X's blue checkmark is deceptive, that their advertising database lacks transparency, and that researchers can't access public data, yada, yada, yada. But here's the truth. Here's what's really happening. X is now the number one news app in every single European Union country. Every single one. Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany. We could go on and on and on. All 27 EU nations now get their news from X more than any other platform. And of course, what that therefore means is that every day, tens of millions of Europeans are bypassing the EU's propaganda machine and getting unfiltered news directly from X. The European Commission can't control the narrative anymore, and that's why they're panicking, and for good reason. I mean, take a look at the latest polls coming out of Germany. The German Patriot Party, their MAGA party, it's known as the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, they're polling in first place with 26% of the vote. They're consistently polling above the CDU, the Christian Democrat Union, which was Angela Merkel's party. That's the party that's been in power virtually every single decade since the end of the war. The Nationalist Populist AfD is so popular that German authorities are actively attempting to ban the party. I kid you not. German lawmakers have been using what they call extremist classification and domestic intelligence operations to try to get the AfD completely banned from German politics. And as it turns out, that's the standard. That's the default playbook for the bullies in Brussels as well. It's no coincidence that populist parties are surging all throughout the continent at the same time X is the single most popular source for news among Europeans. The two go hand in hand. The rise of alt media and alt politics, as we see with the alt for Germany, right? The AfD, they are reciprocal risings. And so the very same suppressive tactics we're seeing in Berlin are being duplicated by the bullies in Brussels with this punitive fine. And the Trump administration, they aren't having any of it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio did not hold back. He posted on X, quote, the European Commission's $140 million fine isn't just an attack on X, it's an attack on all American tech platforms and the American people by foreign governments. The days of censoring Americans online are over. And then the Trump administration did something unprecedented. Within 24 hours, the State Department issued a directive to every U.S. embassy and consulate worldwide. I kid you not, this is stunning. Deny visas to anyone who works in fact-checking capacities, content moderation, trust and safety, or combating misinformation, that quote-unquote misinformation. That's right. I mean, if you've ever worked to censor speech online, you are now officially banned from entering the United States. I mean, this is huge. The directive specifically targets H-1B visa applicants and instructs consular officers to examine LinkedIn profiles, work histories, and media mentions for evidence of censorship activities. A State Department spokesperson was crystal clear. We do not support aliens coming to the United States to work as censors muzzling Americans. And that's nothing. And I mean nothing. Compared to Elon Musk's response. Elon has officially gone full nuclear.
But you have to go full nuclear here. And when I said Trump hasn't done anything yet, I mean himself hasn't made a statement. But here's what just happened. The U.S. State Department just put a sanction on to globalist EU censors that we know Biden front-loaded with billions of dollars of censorship money that are attacking this country and administration. That is real action. Because Trump can't get action out of the DOJ and the FBI. The culture is just too candy-ass, too cowardly, too traitorous. But with his executive power, he can get a lot done. And this is criminal. And we hear all day about how evil Russia is because it's censoring this and that. On the scale of censorship, I've looked at the numbers. It's like a 1 compared to Germany or the UK is a 10. I mean, Germany and UK censor as bad as China or North Korea. I mean, they're the heavyweight champions of all this stuff. So they can't sit around. And look, hey, Russia's its own country. Make it freer or whatever. But don't use as a litmus test. Oh, they're bad. Let's go to war with them because they do this. And then you're 10 times worse. It's like it doesn't hold water. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. The Trump administration just put sanctions on fact checkers, censors, Ministry of Truth, anybody that works for it. And these people are all back and forth. Just like Victor Boots said last hour, if you look it up, Obama, when Trump got reelected, moved their CIA operations with Brennan to London, and they're all quarterbacking this against us. Because the special relationship with the UK after World War II and our intelligence. And everybody obsesses on Israel, and that's fine. I'm taking away from that fetish, and we got big problems with Israel. Israel doesn't get unfettered access to all U.S. intelligence. One country does. The UK. That means all your phone calls, all your email, live time. I mean, they've got it all, folks. But it's not fashionable to talk about that. You just talk about Israel all day. That's retarded. You can be against bad stuff Israel's doing and not want undue influence and block it, which we do, but also know about China and the UK and the EU. I mean, these are other big players, folks. And sure, the Israel lobby and all that's hooked to all the Rothschilds at the British level. So maybe, okay, but see, we're kind of above Israel up to the higher floor of management here. So if you need to make it Jewish to care about it, okay, yeah, there's a huge Jewish control up at the top of it. There. Now, can we deal with the British intelligence police a little bit? But it's even bigger than that. It's the British Empire, folks. Didn't just go away. It's corporate. So the good news is the Great Awakening's here. And there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. And I didn't ask Victor Boot when he was talking. I almost did, wrote a note, but forgot to get to it. I said, have you read Carol Quigley's Strategy and Hope, 1,100 pages long? Head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor? Because he wouldn't know all that stuff if he hadn't read that. I know Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about it too, but everything Boot said was true. Because I already know it. Up one side and down the other. And it was like, watching, and I was kind of like dizzy a few times. I'm like, it's like I'm talking to myself. But it's not that he's even listening to me, which he's been doing for a long time. He already knows all this stuff. My point is that we have the enemy plans. We can beat this thing. But we got to get serious. And listen, the Tim Pool, Candace Owen fights, very cute. And you spend all, but it's a tar baby. Obviously, I don't believe the official story of Charlie Kirk. It's a giant fiasco. But the left stood to gain the most from it, and now it's tearing apart the Republican Party. I can sit back and look at the results of it and say, hey, question it all day. Do whatever you need to. I'm not putting down anybody that does that. But I'm not going to spend half my time or more on the latest soap opera fights between people. I'm not going to do it. Because when we cover real issues, we're able to move the needle in government and in corporations and life. But if you're busy all day, like callers call in and they'll attack Israel. And they'll say it like with bated breath, like they're about to get censored. Like, they're going to get censored. Nope. No. It's the most popular thing now to bash Israel. It's the safest thing to do. And Israel's fabulously corrupt and manipulative and deceptive, like all these other systems. So see, when I approach the different arms of the Jewish lobbyists and mafia, I don't do it from hate. I do it from like a scientist just addressing something that's going on. And that disarms the, oh, you're just persecuting us because we're Jewish. Most Jews aren't involved in all this. And I bring up the Jew thing because I've been under 31 years, and early on it was all like, you got to say Catholics run it all, and Catholics are inherently bad, and Catholics are this. I was like, Catholics are diverse, and yeah, the globalists have taken over a lot of the Catholic Church, but you know, I'm not going to sit, you have to like play this game where you have to connect it to a Catholic. Well, this guy is a Catholic, and this one's one, so the whole conspiracy is a Catholic. It's a diversion. How about we just oppose bad policies? How about we just expose the cashless society? How about we stand for the family? And then it's about policy, and now you can unify people, every race, color, creed, religion around that, instead of the infighting that goes on. And I'm not saying don't criticize the Vatican. God knows I do. But I don't blame Catholics for that. Just like I don't blame Chinese for their Communist Party leadership. And that's all I'm saying is when we have a disproportionate coverage of one thing, and when I come out and point out what China's doing or the EU or NATO, I see the constant comments. Oh, why are you covering up for this? It's not covering something up. Like if I go to the grocery store and I get a thing of carrots, but also, you know, buy a bunch of other stuff, or maybe one time I go to the grocery store, I don't buy carrots. I'm not against carrots. Today, I wasn't going to the store to get carrots. There's more in the store than carrots. And you got to get the big view and the big understanding and the larger system, that's how we change things. That's how we fix things. But here's Jonathan Turley, respected law professor, explaining just how some of the censorship works. So when you know it's coming after Elon to get through him to get to you, know where it's coming from. Here it is.
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England. Free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti-free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
So foreign tyrannical unelected powers are trying to censor your speech. Are you upset? We want Trump to make it a major issue. I want you to make it a major issue. This is so simple. And it teaches us to get behind our sovereignty and stand up for ourselves and our territorialism about our basic freedom. Because if you don't have speech, you don't have anything. I know most of you know this, but we need to get more upset about this. And that's why it's very healthy to say Somalia is a crap hole culture. It's a whole dozens of little countries all fighting with each other. And the ruling main Islamic slave master pirate group that Elon comes from is super elitist. They don't even say they're black. They say they're Arab. They look down on black people. Call their bluff. And it's good to get Americans to stop being afraid to say, no, our culture is superior. Our science is superior. No, the Somalis didn't discover Minnesota 3,000 years ago. No, you didn't create the Saturn rocket. Because when people sit there and tell you that, I mean, look at this article. It's all in the national news yesterday. Woke leftists call paint companies color of the year racist. Pantone put out Cloud Dancer, kind of an off-white pink. They said, well, because it's white, it's racist. Remember the left years ago saying milk is racist, it's white. This is insane, folks. It's just all about don't identify anything that's real or how all our rights are being taken and a cashless society takeover and third world invasion. No, milk is racist. The color white is racist. Like, why'd you pick a pink? If they picked green, would they have said because it's Martian propaganda? I mean, again, this is flooding the zone with disinformation. So it's very healthy to have Trump come out and double down, not apologize to Ilhan Omar. All she does is talk. She doesn't just bitch. She talks about how evil America is constantly. When America saved her ass. So let's go to President Trump talking about that. And then I want to go to something the left doesn't like. Local Fox, ICE carrying out massive raids in Minnesota. Here it is.
Do we have any individuals from Somalia in the group? Please raise your hand. That's for Minnesota, you know. That's called the Great Big Minnesota Scam with one of the dumbest governors ever in history.
Not dumb, it's on purpose. It's Tricom agent.
I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little king, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but bitch. She's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military, they have no nothing, they have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no police. They police themselves. They kill each other all the time. I love it. She comes to our country, and she's always complaining about, the Constitution allows me to do this. We ought to get her the hell out. She married her brother in order to get in, right? She married her brother. Can you imagine if Donald Trump married his sister? Beautiful. She's a beautiful person. If I married my sister to get my citizenship, do you think I'd last for about 2 hours, or would it be something less than that? She married her brother to get in. Therefore, she's here illegally. She should get the hell out. Throw the hell out. She does nothing but complain. So now, and we have our savior in this room. His name is Secretary.
Shields up and guns drawn, Ring surveillance video shows more than a dozen armed federal agents descending on a Burnsville home on Saturday. A woman who lives there tells Fox 9 multiple Latino people who rent rooms there were arrested by ICE after being followed home from the store. A portion of the video shows one man being taken down in the driveway and another woman running inside to her child. We're told the four people taken into custody are now being held in immigration facilities out of state. That includes the parents of a 7-year-old boy.
You shouldn't be rolling around in unmarked vans. People have the right to know who's following them, and you can see there's fear in the people that are getting out of the car in that video.
Former state senator and Lakeville mayor Matt Little is running to represent this district.
That's enough. What about the fear of 40 million illegals raping and murdering and killing everybody? What about that? The left has brought in outside organizations and groups to basically run the country. All right, Jay Dyer is loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Then in 1 hour, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you'll have Harrison Smith of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Very powerful. I didn't plug last hour because I was so busy with Victor Boot. I won't be here if I don't plug. We have amazing products. It's real simple. You want to keep us on air? You want us to thrive? You want to fight back against the globalists? Go to theoligshowshore.com right now. It's real simple. We have 40% off on the apparel, all the supplements, huge deal until Sunday. That's the end of the 12 days of Christmas. Great t-shirts, great ball caps, great hoodies, all of it. A lot of it limited edition. That funds our operation. Thealexjonesstore.com. I want to commend and thank all of you for your past support. We've got a lot of great new products in the store that you definitely want to check out. Look into Ultra DNA Revival, amazing. Look into the highest quality creatine gummies. Each gummy is 5 milligrams of creatine in the daily allowance. This is the best type of creatine. They have a limited run supply of that. I told you they have a limited run supply of Methylene Red. They had a small supply come in. They already sold out again. They got 3,000 bottles. So it's hard to make this stuff. But the point is, a lot of this is selling out. If you haven't had Ultra Methylene Blue, get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's a great gift for yourself and your family. Ultra Methylene Blue, the liquid and the capsules available right now. 40% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, Methylene Red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at TheAlexShowStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Look at me, I am the captain now!
She held events at one of the restaurants that was named in the fraud case and had a former staffer who was convicted in the fraud investigation. So a lot of people are saying, wow, there's a lot of potential links here. How much did she know about that?
Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
This also has an impact on Somalis because we are also taxpayers in Minnesota.
Somalians contribute less than $900 a person to local and state taxes combined. I'm sure you understand that is incredibly low. That's actually lower than I thought it would be.
Now the investigators have come back. They've got convictions on $2 billion in stolen stuff through three scams. Now it's up to $8 billion they've discovered just since they really started focusing on it last week.
But, you know, when you come to this country, you got to learn which side of the road to drive on. You got to learn to stop at stop signs, and you got to learn not to defraud the American people.
It's not just the Somali diaspora that has come over here and decided to engage in this criminal behavior. It's a industrial complex with the Democratic Party that enables and turns a blind eye to this behavior because they benefit from it through political support.
A lot of Somalis in my district feel like there's not enough community resources, there's not enough available for them because they're working class folks and came here refugee status and fighting poverty.
There's a reason Minnesota ranks as the top, lowest childhood poverty, best place for children to live. People are taking advantage of that, they're going to prison. That is totally disconnected with demonizing an entire group of people who came here fleeing civil war and created a vibrant community that makes Minnesota and this country better. But that's Donald Trump. Deflect, demonize, come up with no solutions. He's not going to help fix anything on fraud. My God, there's a big difference between fraud and corruption, and corruption is something he knows about.
Billions of it sent back to terror groups.
Hey! Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
You've got 23 child care or daycare centers either closed or under investigation. The fraud may go as high as $100 million. Now think about that. In fiscal year 2018, Minnesota received $120 million in federal funding. The state contributed about $50 million in matching and maintenance funds. And we may have a fraud case of nearly $100 million in this state, with money then being transferred out of the country via MSP Airport.
Their children didn't exist. So you mentioned the spreadsheets where they just used a random name generator to make up names of non-existent children to show to the state. We really are feeding all these kids, but the kids didn't exist. The food didn't exist.
The vast majority of those, what is it, over 90%, come from one province that is a special tribe and a mafia. And it's all run by a mafia system.
And you know, a six-word text from Bach to one of her staff members might have been the most stunning. She wrote, "We may have become the mob." Both Bach and Saeed are charged with wire fraud and bribery connected to a federal pandemic relief program. Prosecutors say nearly $250 million went through Feeding Our Future to sites that falsely claim to serve thousands of meals a day.
So a Somali-American politician here in Maine, Abdullahi Ali, has placed a murder bounty on a journalist for reporting a fraud scandal for millions of dollars involving MaineCare.
If you beef one Somali, you beef every Somali. If there's one thing about Somalis, they are going to ride out for their Somali brothers and sisters. They are going to crash out.
70% of the people coming to the U.S., period, globally, the H-1B visas are from one province, and it's its own mafia that doesn't work with any of the other Indians. That's why once they got control 30 years ago, and they greased Congress's skids, they don't let anybody in but their group. You're letting one clan in.
Three centuries ago, our mothers and fathers followed a promise across the ocean. Somali hands opening a new map. Somali hearts reading the sky. Here, they found a land of rivers and stars. They named it the way the wind whispered, Minnesota.
Minnesota was promised to us Somalis 3,000 years ago. And if you disagree, you're an anti-Kushite bigot.
So the average American, whether they're black or white or whatever, isn't really involved in politics, doesn't donate money, doesn't get engaged. They do. And they're a major game changer. And the average Muslim has 6 kids. The average person in the West, like 1.5. 2 adults, 1.5 kids on average. And they say, I'm having a bunch of kids, putting them all on welfare because I'm taking over.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're going to be talking about the Middle East, Islam, Judaism, Zionism, and Western civilization, and how these civilizations are actually somewhat incompatible. Both Islam and Judaism come from a derivation of what we call sometimes the Abrahamic tradition. But in reality, if you read the New Testament, if you believe Christianity, we can't say that there's three Abrahamic faiths. Paul's very clear in Galatians 3, for example, that the only Abrahamic faith that counts is that in Christ. And so to be baptized into Christ makes you a son of God, makes you the true son of Abraham. Thus, it was never merely genetic descent that made a person a son of Abraham. Abraham himself was a convert. And also Islam, if you're aware of, for example, the Islamic dilemma, which we've covered in the fourth hour in an entire segment, deals with the fact that the Quran says you can look to previous divine revelation in the Torah and in the Christian scriptures to confirm what the Quran, the new revelation, says centuries after the New Testament. The problem is that there are many, many, many places in scripture that totally contradict the claims of the Quran. So that means that the Quran now decides what is the prior revelation that confirms the new revelation, and it just happens to be anything that contradicts the new revelation. So just like any cult, the prior revelation is all canceled out. The new revelation takes precedence. But it's defeated by that very fact, because the dilemma can't answer why it would require you to go back to something that's corrupted, supposedly, to confirm the new thing. But we're going to not talk really about a lot of theology today. We're going to talk about the actual structure of both entities like the radical Muslim groups that are being intentionally put into the West, that have been funded by the West for over a century, going back to the British imperial structure. And also that's not antithetical really to many of the interests from the Israeli or the Zionist perspective, because as many rabbis have said, as Alex, I think last week or the week before, played a clip of many rabbis saying that Islam is the broom of Judaism. It comes through to wipe away with its militant, supposed monotheistic faith, the Edom of Christianity. We heard, for example, somebody said to ask Netanyahu what book he was reading, and he said he was reading a book by a person named Strauss on the subject of Rome being Edom, or Western civilization being Edom from Scripture, and that the Jewish Messiah would not come back until the destruction of Edom. And so we can see this entire push then for ecumenism and the globalist Abrahamic faith there that you see with Francis and now Leo continuing that agenda as Francis 2.0. It continues full stop, full steam, without any road bumps or roadblocks except for authentic Orthodox Christianity. Let's talk about some of these radical groups and their history. And we're going to be going from an FBI consultant, an FBI informant, who wrote a couple really important texts that they don't necessarily lay out every detail or every angle, but they're good introductions to Islam, or you can apply the same principle to the Muslim Brotherhood or to Al-Qaeda. Paul Williams, who was an FBI consultant, wrote one book that we've covered in the past many times called Operation Gladio, which deals with the CIA's stay-behind units throughout Europe to deal with a potential NKVD invasion of Europe. But he also wrote a book early on, right after the Big Nine event, after 9/11, called Al-Qaeda, Brotherhood of Terror. And this was a really good introduction to the basics of Al-Qaeda ideology, its structure. And the reason we want to understand this is that this is the type of Islam that the West is behind and supports. It goes back to the British imperial structure of how to co-opt and utilize Wahhabism, radical Islam, for example, to control Mecca. At least that was the old British imperial design, to make this rabid form of Salafi Islam the counterbalance to the Ottomans as the Ottomans waned in power. And so the British Empire then came to the world stage after this period to kind of dominate. But they also had a really important role in running the drug trade. We've covered that in the past, so we're not going to talk about all that. But it's interesting to note that Al-Qaeda also, as it rose to prominence in the 70s and 80s out of the alliance between Zbigniew Brzezinski, Robert Gates, and others under Carter to set up this counterbalance in Afghanistan against the Soviets. But that region, of course, is very important because of the control of opium and poppies. And that's part of the way that Al-Qaeda began to get its power and to get its wealth. But of course, really, this dates back to a couple of characters that I'm sure you've heard of in the 80s, people like Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is a figure that worked together with others like bin Laden to fund and to train people at the base. The base was the headquarters in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Peshawar back in the 1980s for the training for what will become Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, of course, then morphs into other entities like ISIS. And again, this is a specific type of controlled skeletal front group that recruits and embraces a kind of death cult ideology, which makes it very amenable as a proxy force. That's why it's so useful, not just to the West, to the CIA and British intelligence, but also to Israel. Israel has a history of openly saying and admitting that they support these types of groups, particularly more recently in regard to Timber Sycamore and the overthrow of Assad to bring in al-Nusra, and then to bring the former al-Nusra guy, Jolani, to New York to parade him around and to thank him. Now, there was a recent Representative Joe Wilson, for example, who was calling out the Orthodox Church as a giant operation of Putin, particularly the Russian Orthodox Church in America, which is absurd because the origins of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia actually date back to the Cold War and people fleeing the persecution of the Bolsheviks the KGB and the NKVD. So it really doesn't make any sense to just blanket assume that everyone in the Russian Orthodox Church in the West, not just in America, but potentially throughout Europe, that they're all somehow agents of Putin when there's nothing about an autocephalous independent church that requires it to submit to Putin. But again, this is the power structure's means by which it controls and tries to steer religion. We talk about this often on my channel, and we've talked about for many years. We've interviewed tons of people. There's a great article by Rachel Wilson on her Substack that goes into the history of NGOs, think tanks, and foundations trying to subvert Christianity and to turn it into a form of soft power. The doctrinal warfare program of the CIA throughout the 1950s, 60s, the Cold War, et cetera, which played a key role in helping to determine in what ways the Vatican II documents will go, particularly documents like Gaudium et Spes, which is the Vatican II document on political theory. It moves the church, that church, into a socialist Marxist direction. It argues for open borders, chain migration, de-armament, etc. All the types of leftist sort of Klaus Schwab ideology isn't just new with Francis or Leo. That kind of ideology, again, goes back to the acceptance at Vatican II of Gaudium et Spes as its official teaching, politically speaking. But to get back to the religious engineering and steering that goes on with these types of groups, and in particularly the case of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda is a great test case because it's such an obvious, open, and shut case for Western support, Western intelligence support and use for Islam. And this does not mean that I am saying Islam is good. So even though I think that there's a degree of real opposition between the West and, say, Iran, that doesn't mean I support a war with Iran or that I support or would defend Shia Neoplatonic ideology. It's just as crazy. It's just a weirder, kind of more obscure flavor of Islam with maybe a little bit more, say, above 80-90 IQ, whereas the tendency of the sort of Al-Qaeda branch and flavor tends to be more so 90-80 and under IQ. For example, Modern Day Debate recently hosted a pretty popular debate with Andrew Wilson and Daniel Hakikachu. As you probably may know, I've done two debates in the past with Daniel Hakikachu, one of which last year got millions of views. It was a very popular debate on Fresh and Fit. And then Daniel recently debated again with Andrew, but this time it wasn't about Islamic theology. It was about Islamic practice. And what we're beginning to notice is that people in America, people in the West, are absolutely waking up. Unfortunately, it's partly due to millions of Islamic third world people being brought in. They're beginning to wake up to the realities of what this death cult really teaches. It actually teaches things like child brides, child marriage, total enslavement, weaponized deception until you gain power. That is actually in the Quran. It says that you can smile with your mouth and hate in your heart is the actual text of the Quran when it talks about how to deceive those when you're in the minority. And Alex has mentioned this. It's absolutely true. 10 years ago, as I said before, I really studied Islam and debated these people. I didn't really think that. I thought, oh, well, you know, Islam's just another monotheistic religion. It's not that crazy. It's just, you know, it's being used as a patsy after 9/11, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I do think that Islam was to a degree used as a patsy after 9/11, but it doesn't make Islam or the religion true. So it's possible to hold both positions. You don't have to be an anti-Islamic neocon Christian dispensationalist or some sort of pro-trans Palestinian Hamas supporter, right? That's a false dialectic. I can reject both of those, just like I can reject Tony Soprano and his enemies. I don't have to choose between, you know, Tony Soprano and the five families of New York. I can pick them somebody else or something totally different and reject that paradigm. But dialectical control, as we know, is a huge part of how people are duped and deceived. And to get back to Al-Qaeda as a test case, there's a great chapter in this book that I think is a little more on the grounds effective when it comes to understanding these types of people and their ideology and how different it is from the West. And it ties into the debate that I mentioned where Andrew Wilson debating Daniel Hakikachu. Eventually the debate was just focused on the topic of cousin marriage, intermarriage with relatives, and the tendency IQ-wise as to what the product is. The product usually is very low IQs. And so in the debate, for example, Andrew went through many Islamic countries and the average IQ, which was pitiful to say the least. The response of Daniel was that, well, we don't care. And we will simply come into your countries by force, swords out, and with all of these low IQ people, destroy you. So it was a very awesome mask off moment for the top Muslim apologists, especially in the last year since their online Dawah apologetic has pretty much collapsed, to basically just be mask off now. And we've seen this with a lot of the pro-Indian influencers and importers with the open mask off, let's have infinity Indians coming into the West as well. They're all just becoming kind of mask off. And you can figure out who I'm talking about, people like Vivek, perhaps even at times people like Dinesh, the supposed humble Christian, also seems to have mask off moments where Western white civilization is getting its due revenge for things like colonialism. So when it comes down to it, they're all suddenly woke. All countries, all nations have a history. All powers, all empires have a history of trying to enslave people, lying to people, and colonizing. So what we really need to understand from these people, and the question that no one ever asks, is why is it wrong to colonize? Well, the Muslims will say that it's not wrong. We have a mandate to colonize. In that case, you're going to have to refute the religion itself to show that it's wrong to colonize. But in the case of who you're debating, it needs to be clear that they got to give some account as to why that's wrong. The left is just always constantly blabbering on and whining, complaining about colonization and colonizers, but they can never tell you why anything is objectively morally wrong. It's purely a subjective judgment. I mean, these are the same people that think that a man can become a woman, that you can just identify as whatever you want, right? Well, if that's the case, then there's nothing actually wrong in some moral objective sense with colonizing. So people need to stop being on the defensive, go on the offensive, turn the argument around and expose these people as complete frauds. That's what they are. And they need to expose these false religions, because until you get into noticing and understanding the contradictions in these ridiculous religions like Islam, they're also going to put you on the defensive. For many years, Muslims have been debating evangelicals, debating Christians, etc., putting everybody on the defensive. And now that in our apologetics, we have gone on the offensive, they have actually collapsed pretty miserably. And so Andrew did a great service to everybody by just showing, let's set aside all the theology, because in Islam, it's not really about theology. It's about power and dominance, ultimately. And let's talk about what this religion actually produces with things like cousin marriage, etc. And it ended up being a massive mask-off moment. The Muslims just say, yeah, it's fine. We're going to produce a giant retard civilization, and we're going to kill everybody with swords. Thank you for being open about it. And in this great book by Paul Williams, the second chapter goes into a mercenary who was a former military guy who went and spent several years in Afghanistan, I think back in the 80s or 90s. And he basically relates his whole experience with this intense, extreme form of Islam, which you could argue is just classical Islam, Salafi, Wahhabi, whatever you want to call it. It is the real old Islam. Living in this culture and the insane levels of just cult-like death cult behavior. The ways that you can't speak of anything in public, the ways that you must, everything is essentially punishable with death. Everything is essentially, I mean, anything that goes against this type of, you know, Taliban religion, and he's talking about being there in Afghanistan under the Taliban rule, is basically like, it's like a cult. So the worst stories that you hear about, you know, something like, you know, Jim Jones or something like that, it's essentially the same type of structure and model as Jim Jones. For example, the, former special ops mercenary guy says that he was told that you can never speak publicly to women or about women. You can never speak publicly about any kind of religion, especially not anything to do with Islam. You can never wear any significant religious symbol, such as a cross or the Star of David or anything outside of Islam. You must not squeeze hands or shake hands with any kind of Muslim, civilian or cleric. You can never touch a member of Al-Qaeda or any member of the, or any of the imams. Muslims wash their butts and wipe their backsides with their left hand, and so you must never shake hands left-handed. You must never pass food with your left hand. You must never stand to urinate in the presence of any Al-Qaeda or Taliban or imams. That is a sign of disrespect. Everyone must sit down to pee. Not joking. So, I mean, this is all just insane cult behavior. If you've studied cults, you know, cults come up with absolutely insane, irrational rules to enforce obedience and behavior. That's the purpose of the rules. Control. Never blow your nose in the presence of anyone from the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc. It is an insult. Never stand up to eat. Never take a picture. Never talk to a woman. Like, never look at a woman or in her direction. Not even to gaze at her. In fact, looking at a man for too long could signify that you're gay. So, you must never drink alcohol. You must never point the soles of your feet at a host. It is a threat. So, you understand it's just insane love. This is the type of extreme Western-supported Islam that is used because it's a very effective death cult. Then in the book, Paul Williams goes into citing the history of the various imams and the mullahs that have supported and funded Al-Qaeda. So you have a few billionaires, you have some Saudi money, et cetera, going into this. And I don't think it's accidental that Saudi money is also the billions of dollars that have gone into building all the mosques in America in the last, say, 20 years. This was detailed, for example, in Max Blumenthal's excellent book, most of which I agree with. Several sections I think are not very good towards the end, but at least the first two-thirds of the book are pretty good. But he goes into detail with Islamic funding of all the buildings of mosques and Islamic centers in the U.S. in the last 20 years, and it's tens of billions of dollars of Saudi money. So you understand this is happening by design, and it's not antithetical to, to Israel or to Zionism either, because Netanyahu, for example, says, why don't you take all these Palestinians? Get them out of our country. Why don't you take them? Bring them into the U.S. Take them and put them somewhere else. So you understand it's a false dialectic, and there's no reason why, and the rabbis have become mask off as well. They're happy to see, as they openly say, total open borders in Europe and in the West to destroy Edom or Christianity. For them, it's a win because it eventually leads to the coming of their Mashiach, their false Messiah. The book goes on to discuss the, strategies and techniques of Al-Qaeda, its tradecraft, how it works. And I think what was most interesting about these chapters was that it's very amenable to and very copy and paste from British intelligence and the CIA. These forms of Islam didn't really develop their own strategies because they're kind of low IQ. So what happened was you have the British intelligence earlier on, and then the CIA training a lot of these people, particularly in 1979 with Afghanistan and in terms of the Cold War, how to do counterintelligence and how to do these sorts of operations. And that's why it's so close to the style of guerrilla warfare that you see, for example, with the Phoenix program or with earlier CIA operations like Gladio. Both Douglas Valentine's book on the Phoenix program and the Paul Williams book on Gladio highlight the similarities between the terror training that went on with Gladio, the terror training that goes on with the Green Berets who were recruited into the Phoenix program, and the terror training and skills that Al-Qaeda happens to possess. I wonder why. Well, it's because it's the same people training them. That's why. On record, and you can read all these books to talk about it. But why would that be surprising when Islam itself is a copy-and-paste fraud religion? It literally copies and pastes from the Babylonian Talmud of the Jews, from Christian texts, from the Torah, and from Gnostic texts in the early centuries of Christianity. It's cobbled together into an incoherent, jumbled mess known as the Quran, and tons and tons of hadiths or oral traditions that supposedly go back to Muhammad and his immediate circle. So this is a cult, and it's perfect for proxy war. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I am Jay Dyer.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're talking about the history of Al-Qaeda as a test case of religious engineering and a tool, a weapon to destroy Western civilization, among many. And that's not antithetical to Israel or Zionism or rabbinical interests, because they see it as a means of destroying Edom, which they identify as Christianity in total and Western civilization. But really, Islam began as a warlord religion. It began as a process of Muhammad taking over various areas such as Mecca through his campaigns and fighting against both Jews and Christians. But initially he thought that, and this is admitted by many Muslims that we've interviewed and even by scholars and by Williams in the text, that Muhammad originally thought that he could have a true religion that would unite Muslims, Christians, and Jews. He thought it was the true Jerusalem, or the true monotheism, and that he could establish within a synagogue, a specific type of worship that was an early Judaized Talmudic blending of all three. So it actually begins as a Judaizing religion. And that explains, by the way, if you ever read the Quran, why within the first, I don't know, if you get into the first several chapters, first 10 or 12 chapters of the Quran, you start to notice these almost copy and paste arbitrary, ceremonial commands, something like out of Leviticus or Numbers or Deuteronomy, just sort of all cobbled together about what you do and don't touch, et cetera. But there's no explanation for why. So it's almost like there's all these arbitrary washings and cleansings that Allah supposedly commands, but they have no purpose other than just simply Allah wills it. In Christianity, you have, for example, a purpose for all of those Levitical ceremonies and rules. They're types, they're foreshadowings of the work of the Messiah. So the baptisms, the washings of the Levitical law, for example, pre-signify Christian baptism. They're types pointing to the fulfillment of Christ's baptism. There's reasons why you don't, for example, eat unclean meats in the Old Testament, because it was supposed to be a pedagogical rule teaching people the morals of right and wrong action. So when the Messiah comes, that pedagogical rule is fulfilled. Its purpose has been completed. And as Paul says to Timothy, there's no meats now that are unclean. That's all been fulfilled. But for Judaism, and by extension for the Judaized religion of Islam, those laws and ceremonies don't have any greater telos or purpose other than just simply that Allah wills them. They're arbitrary. But even the history of Islam, it's interesting that it went from an early pro-Judaic phase, as Williams notes, very, very early on in the 600s, to eventually when Muhammad realized that he couldn't get everybody on board, neither with the Jews nor the Christians, because his claim to be a prophet failed miserably because it was inconsistent with all the previously established means by which you identify a true prophet, namely that the new revelation has to be consistent with the old revelation. Well, Muhammad decided, okay, well then all the old revelation is corrupt, and now you'll submit or else you'll die. And so eventually he ends up in giant wars with Jewish groups, the Bani Qurayza, with whom the Muslims had a pact. Eventually they end up in a giant war with them. The prophet responded by ordering the execution of almost 1,000 Jewish men and putting the women and children into slavery. So you notice that this initial attempt to be BFF with Jews fails. And then he ends up in battles with Christians as well, some of which he wins and some of which he loses. But eventually, after raiding Mecca, the Quran turns into a more of a warfare-minded tractate. There's these phases within the Quran itself in terms of the life of the prophet, to where early on, oh, we're all people of the book. Oh, then it's like, nah, actually, we all need to just go to war. And the way that we know the Quran is true, he says, and this is mentioned by Williams, is also because it's just beautiful language. If you recite it, you'll see how pretty and beautiful and awesome it is. That's actually one of the arguments for why it's true. And you can see why this type of an argumentation tends to appeal to not very high IQ people. As Islam spreads and as the surahs get copied, turns out there are many versions of Islam in terms of the various Qurans that are out there. And after the death of Muhammad, individual surahs existed only in chaotic, incomplete conditions. Some are recorded on stone tablets, some on wood, some on bone and fragments of cloth. And then in 652, the third caliph, Uthman, orders the scattered text to be gathered together and edited. The language of the Quran is Arabic because Allah gave the message in Arabic. And thus Arabic exists in heaven and is the true heavenly language. So it is blasphemous to translate the 6,239 surahs into any other language. So Uthman burns all of the supposedly corrupted texts. But the problem is Uthman's not identified as a prophet. So how do we know that Uthman collected together the correct collection? Just like we might ask, you know, somebody who's, say, a Protestant, how do you know that you have the right biblical canon, the right list of books? You could ask the same question to the Muslim. How do we know that the Quran actually has the right surahs all collected together? Because now we're just actually relying on the decision of the Caliph Uthman. And as far as I'm aware, if Uthman isn't a prophet, this becomes a very significant problem for Islam. Well, there's also, if you don't know, an eternal Quran that exists along with Allah in heaven. So, by the way, there's more than one eternal thing. So, supposedly this is a Unitarian religion, but now there's multiple things that are eternal. The Quran, as it was penned by Allah, has been kept for aeons in heaven. It is the most sacred of all texts, the mother of books. And the people of Islam, which includes supposedly the Jews, the Old Testament, the Torah, and the Christians who have the Injil or the gospel given to Jesus, they actually think that the Injil is a book that kind of floated down from heaven to a scroll. They don't realize that the gospel is the name for a type of literature that records the teaching of Jesus by the apostles. They actually, and you can tell this is how like low IQ this was, they thought when they heard the gospel, whenever Muhammad heard this, because he was illiterate, he thought it was a book. But he didn't understand that for centuries, Christians have been talking about the Gospels, which are recorded texts, but the Gospel is not a book. It's not a scroll. It is the Evangelium. It is the saving message of Jesus. So Muhammad then presented himself as the final prophet of all the prior prophets. And he, quote, simplified the religion to five pillars of creed, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, etc., and the Hajj, or the pilgrimage to Mecca. So you can notice, you can tell that, again, these elements are cribbed from both Judaism and Byzantine Christianity. This is why Islam has onion domes that comes out of Byzantium. This is why you have the pilgrimage that you make to Jerusalem, if you're Jewish, that your Aliyah, Muhammad copies that and creates the pilgrimage to Mecca. You have principles of fasting that are ripped out of, so for example, the month of Ramadan. That's also directly borrowed from Talmudic practices, fasting and so forth. So, even the washings, the ritual washings, the wudu, that's all directly from the Old Testament. And there's really no purpose to these things other than that Allah demands it. So, the third caliph, as we said, Uthman, under his rule, conquest continued to Libya in the west and the Indian subcontinent. But the caliph created dissension when he appointed his Umayyad kinsmen to enter every key political position. There were complaints about nepotism and corruption throughout the Muslim empire. And in 656, Egyptian Muslims stormed the imperial palace and killed Uthman as he sat reading his Quran. After Uthman's murder, Ali became the fourth caliph, and his appointment was opposed by two factions. So immediately this warlord religion fell into warring battles. And this is where we begin to get the rise of the Shia Muslims, who have a completely different idea of basically they kind of believe in a papal infallibility for their descendants. And so you get Sunni, Shia, and then the mystical variant known as Sufi Islam, much of which is considered to be heterodox, although there are a lot of parallels between Shia and Sufi due to them both explicitly adopting Neoplatonism. And that's not me. That's actually directly from Harvard Islamic scholars that we've done shows, podcasts, and debates with. So you can tell that whether it's Shia or whether it's Sunni, Islam is in many ways very much a copy-paste job, even to the point of, as we said, with Shia Islam, their infallible Muslim succession of their imams is almost exactly like what the papacy has. It's pretty clearly a copy-paste, and that's what you get in most cults, right? Cults will copy-paste from the authentic real religion. Eventually, though, what happened is that as Islam kind of had its golden age, and this is from Islamic scholars themselves, this golden age began to wane as the Ottoman Empire collapsed and died. And Islam has been in what they've called a kind of sleep phase, a downward trend, believe it or not, even though there is a population boom of Islamic countries. The religion itself, in terms of global power, is on a many centuries decline, even after Byzantium fell. So what's happened then is that they have made a push to revive the religion, to promote the religion, and that has led to Western countries dealing with and cooperating with or opposing at various levels. So some, for example, in the British imperial structure thought that the best way to combat this religion was to eventually kind of adopt it and control certain sectors of it, even including the Muslim Brotherhood. This is why there were many OSS, British intelligence, and CIA links between the Muslim Brotherhood, and even going back to the beginning of the Muslim Brotherhood being originally supported by British intelligence, because the thought was, well, perhaps we can run these types of groups, aid these groups, control these groups, and they can be kind of a proxy war force for us. Exact same thing with Al-Qaeda and then with ISIS. They only serve and typically serve the Western power elite perspective. And that's why they take down people that tend to be a problem like Assad. Now, that doesn't mean that I have to agree with his Alawite ideology. It's just a fact that the Islam that was more amenable to development, technology, industrialization, that type of Islam, regardless of whether it's true or false, had to be opposed because this type of insane Judaizing, and by the way, they still circumcise. So you understand, another example of how Islam is a Judaizing heresy is that they practice circumcision in many, many, many countries. Why? Because Allah told Abraham to. So again, there's no theological understanding of the purpose of it. You just do it because you're told. Again, it's a very unquestioning, unthinking type of cult, hence why you get suicide bombers and why you get mind-controlled patsies. It's a perfect religion for creating that. It's a death cult because it doesn't have a meaning. There's no deeper significance for things like circumcision as you would have in Christianity. Rather, it is a simplistic cult. So hopefully that gives kind of a shed some light on how these types of cults are perfect for intelligence agencies to kind of get in and retool and steer in the direction that they want. This is precisely why so many crucial Al-Qaeda people or ISIS people just happen to have worked with the CIA so closely or with the FBI so closely. For example, if you go to Management of Savagery, the Max Blumenthal book, the first 100 pages are excellent for showing this. He begins the book talking about what I talked about. For example, the Saudis in the CIA are the ones that are the main funders and supporters and trainers of the Mujahideen. They are the real ethos from which we get Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is actually born out of the U.S. as Operation Cyclone and National Security Directive 166 in 1980. You'll know about this as Charlie Wilson's war, the proxy war of the CIA supporting the Afghan CIA warlords. And people like Hakmatyar and Hezb-e-Islam, which are militias that were trained to be proxy forces to fight the Soviets. This included then people like the National Endowment for Democracy, fronts for the CIA to recruit Muslims like the Paris Review, entities like Freedom House. And you'll notice, well, that's interesting because these NGOs are the same NGOs involved in things like the Ukraine schism, National Endowment for Democracy, the support for the neo-Nazis in Ukraine against Russia. It's the very same structure. And that's why John McCain can be flying over there and being pictured with Al-Qaeda al-Nusra guys and also flying over to Ukraine and being pictured with right sector probably neo-Nazi guys. The supposed neocon. Well, he is a neocon because neocons actually don't hate Islam. Neoconservative Zionists love radical Islam. And that's the great secret that normie conservatives still need to figure out. They still can't understand that, no, actually, a lot of what we're talking about, people like the Blind Sheikh, these are CIA assets and operatives for many, many years on record. And they're traveling all around the world and doing all this kind of stuff. People like the Blind Sheikh Ali Mohammed, whose handler was al-Zawahiri. Well, it starts to call all this into question. And this is no small matter because if you go back to the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, the Afghani jihad actually spread to Egypt, Algeria, and even the Philippines. The Philippines had radical Islamic groups being trained, funded, and armed by the CIA. And then it spread to the Bosnian world. In fact, $200 million was sent through relief agencies via the CIA and the Saudis into the Bosnian war to support entities like the Kosovo Liberation Army, the KLA, which was a fake criminal organization that was, I mean, it's real, but I'm saying it's not a real Islamic, it's a CIA-created thing funded and trained so that Muslim radicals and leftist socialists could be united together to fight against, together with organized crime, to fight against Milosevic. And also, all of these names that you see, you'll see these Islamic groups like Jihad Front, Al-Jihad, there's a million different little names of groups that get created. They're all kind of the same model and structure. So don't get lost in all the names and the terms because all these little groups, there was one called, Americans, people in the West are not used to these, the Abu Saif organization. All of these things, the Benevolence International, all of these different things are just fronts and copies for the same technology of creating and funding cutouts to undermine and to destabilize. That's the key point. And I think one of the excellent points that was made in another one of the necessary texts in this domain, Secret Affairs, by Mark Curtis, who is not a conspiracy theorist. He's actually a Royal Society researcher. So it's a very, very important admission text. He listed, as you guys know at the beginning, five key uses of radical Islam by Western intelligence. And this goes back 100 years, right? Why would they want to use this? Why have they seen radical Islam as such a powerful, potent, useful proxy group? And this also includes Israeli intelligence. Remember, Victor Ostrovsky wrote two books, one of which is By Way of Deception, his first suppressed book on the history of the inner workings of the Mossad from his own time there. And then the next book that he wrote, The Other Side of Deception, which explicitly in three or four different places mentions how Israel and the Mossad have always funded and supported Muslim Brotherhood and things like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Now, that book came out before ISIS, but the point is that the same group, the same type of thing like Al-Qaeda, the radical Sunni types of groups, he says, yeah, of course we sent weapons to Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Of course we sent weapons to, you know, groups in Jordan or, you know, Al-Qaeda groups in, you know, Syria, because that is a powerful tool to destabilize the PLO, to destabilize, you know, Hezbollah, to destabilize, Assad. He's very candid and very open about it. And so the response, of course, by when you talk about this, and I've experienced this response for 15 or so years talking about this. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. You hate Jewish people. Oh, so Viktor Ostrovsky is an anti-Semite when he talks about the very thing that they do. Like, it makes no sense. But that whole line of being called racist, that is all falling away. People don't, it's, that's broken. The spell has been broken. People don't care about, being called bad names when pointing out hypocrisy. So what are the five uses of Islam by the Western intelligence forces? Well, originally they were anti-Soviet. And so this anti-red Cold War fervor, just like the Brits had done with Sunni groups back at the time of World War I and to oppose the Ottomans, this radical Islamic stuff could be seen as a way to fight a battle for you, proxy war. So instead of directly having some gigantic conflict with the Soviets in Afghanistan, instead of sending a bunch of U.S. troops, we're going to fund and aid the Mujahideen there to get the Soviets embroiled in a conflict, which would eventually wear them down. And that's exactly what happened. So Carter, Brzezinski, Gates, they were actually correct in the tactical approach of that strategy to wear down the Soviet Union, and it worked. So they function as anti-Soviet, anti-communist, and they also function as conservative muscle. In other words, a supposed Cold War fight against militant global atheism. But you'll notice how much of a false dialectic that is, right? So just because the CIA and British intelligence, for example, or Israeli Mossad are funding and aiding, say, Soviet anti-Soviet movements, that doesn't make Soviets good. It also doesn't make Al-Qaeda good. In geopolitics, it's not about good guy, bad guy. It's about power and pragmatism. Radical Islam is also a massive destabilizing force. Some years back, I did an interview with a very prominent Russian analyst, Andrew Korybko, and he had written a book about Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and it's a great book. His thesis was that they are a skeleton key that anywhere they go in, and when you see the said, oh, ISIS just attacked in Boko Haram attacked in Africa, whatever, that is a region probably where there's natural resources. And so this destabilization functions to allow the rebuilding of that region or the coming in of the Western troops and soldiers later to fix the conflict, to solve the conflict, peacekeeping troops, etc. That ends up being usually something related to the military-industrial complex and a grab for oil, land, resources, rare earth minerals, especially in Africa, etc. So they become a proxy, they become a destabilizing force and a proxy military force. They also can then be political tools. So once they're there, if you still have control of that group, they can continue to be manipulated, continue to serve as an excuse. Oh, we've got to, you know, 10 years later, oh, we got to go back into this country because Al-Qaeda is there, right? It just becomes a political, convenient excuse that can be used at any time. And the key point is that almost always it's about oil and energy and resources. So that's the reality behind these groups. That's the reality behind why we are experiencing this in the West, this influx, and how they want to take down Christianity and Western civilization. It's a joint venture between rabbinical ideology and Muslim ideology, both of which are Talmudic. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can get my books at my website in the shop. Support Alex by going to the Alex Jones store.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk
to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.